If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
What up, folks? This is Cookie Delicious for the Music 103, and we're jamming to this crazy listening pleasures music. Boy, is it chilly out tonight. This is the time of year together with a guy or girl and get loose and hang.
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
So you're saying the way you... the little place we keep in our brains that we have for the music is could actually affect our visual perceptions.
I just got lost, I think.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Seriously, how lame was that?
And now,
how many Democrats does it take to screw in a light bulb?
We give up.
Two. One to screw in the light bulb. The one to put forth the fallacy that a tax and spend governmental philosophy in the presence of a bifurcated economy that is largely technology-based will expand the social program web without detrimentally affecting domestic and international defense systems.
Our feature presentation.
This is a hell of a joke.
I miss Bob Dole. I miss that dude. I miss Viagra Boy.
Good morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show, and it's 5:31, and it's Monday the 25th.
Really?
Isn't it?
No.
I thought it was the 20th.
20th, yeah.
20th. Friday the 22nd.
I can't imagine because the 22nd would be Wednesday.
Definitely the 20th.
Sorry, wrong notebook.
Okay.
No, I lost my notebook that I keep all my papers in maybe a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a new one, started from scratch. It's the one that I keep all the ideas in and write down and keep all the tracks.
Sure.
And I couldn't find, searched the house endlessly for hours looking for it. I knew I had it, couldn't find it anywhere. Checked my car, checked every place in drawers.
Kevin's backseat party didn't give it up?
No, no. And over the weekend, I was sitting at my desk, and I realized that just to the left of me, underneath one piece of paper, was this notebook that I've been looking for forever.
No.
I mean, forever. And I looked everywhere, and there it was.
So you brought that one in, but that one only goes up to June.
So today we're going to talk about to Jenna Jameson about Erotic LA.
No, I think that we think we passed on that.
We're doing Movie Beat.
No, nope, that's Friday.
We have Brad Bird, who's the writer of Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good when that comes. Oh, wait. We did that
we
months
talked
ago.
To him. He was good.
Jonathan King, the director of Black Sheep.
Yeah,
that was a while ago,
too. Talked to a CNN senior business correspondent about the iPhone. We got a lot of good stuff on today's show.
Yeah, when that comes out, that's going to be good.
Yeah, it's
going to
fail.
Out of my list, then. How was everybody's weekend?
Hot. I went to Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
It's crazy hot. What a surprise. But I did something I'd never done before, which probably most people have, which is go up the tram.
Yeah.
Tram. Yeah. And spent the afternoon on the mountain, and it's just beautiful, and oh my God, it's just amazing to go from the Coachella Valley at 110 up to 75 degrees and pine trees.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's fabulous.
Very pretty.
I've never done that. Hiking. There's a really good restaurant up there, too. Had some wine and lettuce wedges. It was lovely. I love lettuce wedges, by the way.
What the hell lettuce?
They cut a big old wedge of iceberg lettuce, and then they crumble blue cheese on it, and they drizzle dressing, and they put some...
Yeah, that sounds...
It's delicious.
That sounds awful.
No, we all love the wedges.
Speaking of drizzling the dressing.
Gene Simmons, hi.
You were nowhere near my wedge.
Yes.
I may say.
Lightning.
Second favorite food next
really?
To pizza. Right there.
It's the best,
wedge.
Right?
Oh, it's great.
So refreshing.
What the hell is going on here? I want to go back to June.
What happened to that microphone?
Hello, check 1, 2. See, all right, this is the green mic.
Yeah, the green mic.
Yeah, the green mic doesn't work.
We put a sensor in it so that it can tell when lightning is coming.
Try it again.
Hello, check 1, 2.
Doesn't work.
Nothing.
Okay.
See you guys.
He loves the wedge. That's what he said.
Fantastic.
Second favorite food.
The wedge rips. There's no doubt about it. The wedge rips.
How? I've never even had the... How do you guys...
I haven't had the wedge often, but I'm a fan.
A steak... Any steakhouse in the world has a wedge.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's okay. True. Thank you, Mike.
Is the wedge like the Puerto Rican fog bank? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, that's something completely different.
More dangerous.
Completely different. Bean had a huge weekend this weekend with Dave the King of Mexico at his house.
That's
we'll
right.
find out most of the details in the next hour, but thumbs up or thumbs down?
For me or for Dave?
Well, I guess we'll start with you. I'm sure you had fun, though, because you planned the weekend.
Well, I love Dave, believe me. I mean, Dave's my only friend.
Right,
you know
right.
that.
But you also hate, you know, company of any kind.
I am exhausted, yeah. I will tell you that. I will tell you that the boy wore me out.
Pete is very antisocial, does not have people over ever.
It's a lot of work to have someone there for 48 hours.
How much work is it to have Dave, who pretty much falls asleep no matter what he's doing?
You can pretty much put him in a corner and he can just text for like an hour. You know, I need a break, Dave.
Dave, go text someone. Okay, I'll text.
I will tell you that I was committed to, because I knew he had a short stay, I was committed to stand back Gene Simmons, cramming as much in as possible. And there wasn't a lot of downtime. I mean, it was go, go, go.
Oh, for I know. That's the way you
for
are.
For a guy
man.
Like... A guy like me who likes, you know, 5 minutes on, 55 minutes off, it was a challenge. I got to be honest.
You need a weekend to get over the weekend?
I sincerely do.
Yeah.
I sincerely do. I dropped Dave off at the airport yesterday afternoon, drove straight to Denny's, read the paper and had some breakfast, and then drove straight home and went right to bed. So.
Wow, you must have just been exhausted.
What was that, like 4?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was like 4. I guess it's like what you feel like when you complete one of those triathlons, you know, and then you just need to rest.
Nothing like that.
That's what it felt like to me.
Most
anyway.
Of us, when we have somebody over, we have a great time. You know, we have an exceptional weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a great time.
Much better than the average weekend. So you don't really need, like, recovery time from that.
No,
you're just happy
very much
and you reflect
so.
On your good times.
Oh, it must have been all the drinking that you did. That's it. You were hungover.
Oh, you got it. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Dr. Pepper one night and Mr. Pibb the next. So it was just like,
wow.
You know what it is? You start mixing your drinks, too. Woo!
Yeah, you want to stick with one.
I know. That's
you
what I learned. Believe me, after this
them,
weekend.
It gets ugly.
So anyway, that was. Well, I guess we'll hear some details, and we put some pictures up at krock.com as well from the weekend. So.
As you know, I have construction going on in the house, and that blows.
Yeah.
I mean, that really blows. There's no walls. There's wood floor. I mean, like the wood under floor. There's nothing there.
Ugh.
And but then we had a flood this weekend, and that was good.
Why did you have a flood?
Hot water heater in the 1.5 rooms that aren't having construction on them. The hot water heater overran.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
And it has a release valve that's supposed to, you know, take the water outside if it does that. Of course, that was clogged. So it all went into the one room that isn't having construction, which is my office.
Oh, my God. So and you've got all your equipment in there, too, don't
all
you?
All of the equipment, yeah. And the carpet around my desk, the entire carpet in the office now just soaked through. So we had to call somebody to come out. They put those giant, loud fans in there to try and suck up the moisture.
It blew the one paper off your notebook, though, so that's how you found that.
That is true. That is true. And then I don't have hot water either. So that's good. I had a good time. I almost went up to Bean's house.
Wow, your weekend sucked.
Just to take a shower.
Blow.
Oh, my God.
That officially blows.
Yeah, so that was no fun at all.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
But that's the way it goes. All right.
But would you have rather been doing that or having a lettuce wedge with gaze in the mountains?
Oh, so nice. And cool.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have no hot water and the whole problem.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You don't even understand.
We had to call out the
understand.
Emergency people. Oh, listen, I love
you don't get
iceberg.
My fun life.
No, I don't. Your fun life to me seems like an awful
time.
Life.
No.
The only person that beats you in the awful category is my man Bean.
You're so
How
wrong.
Dare you? How dare you?
We're not exactly the same is what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. I believe it's Monday the 20th of... And on today's show, we have our intern, Shaolin Robot. She's got some ideas she'd like to pitch to us.
Well, this is great. This is one of the reasons why we enjoy the intern program here at K-Rock, is you bring in some, you know, some young people, some outsiders who, you know, may be familiar with the show and may have some suggestions on how to improve things. We're always open to ideas.
So we have a meeting after the show every day to kind of discuss the next day, and she just stands there completely quiet.
Yes, I've never heard her say anything.
And then when everybody leaves, she says, hey, Kevin, I said, what? She says, I have some ideas. And she pulled out a piece of paper with a list on it.
Really?
That's great.
She unrolled a piece of paper. It was like a scroll of the stuff she'd been compiling for so long.
And it was, you know, I thought, okay, an idea or two. She went on like 5 or 6 ideas. I said, why don't you just hold that? We'll do it on the air.
Excellent.
Because there's something weird about that girl every single time we talk to her.
Magical.
Hey. We'll take it, man. We're bankrupt. Let's face it. We're out of ideas. We have been since 99. So that's good news.
Also on today's show, the 5 worst movie plots.
Five worst movie plots.
Wow, we all down have, to five. That's really tough.
We all have our favorites. I don't think I'm able to play though because I made a list of mine, mm-hmm. and then I went and got, you know, you can go to YouTube and find almost the trailer to any movie ever on there.
Uh-huh.
And I would watch the trailers and I would go, dude, that was good. I think I enjoy the bad movies too much to play.
That's true.
I really enjoy them. So, but we'll give you the five worst movie plots in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll also take your suggestions as well.
Now, does it mean that they have to be bad movies, or it just has to be such a bad idea for a plot, even if they're able to pull it off?
Do
the movies have to be bad too?
I think for the most part they are, but no, I would say just the bad movie plots,
just ridiculous, unbelievable plots.
Because I mean, as an example, you know, we talked to our friends from the King of Kong last week, which is about the world championship dunk of Donkey Kong, and you could say on paper, okay, worst plot for a movie ever is two guys going for the world record in Donkey Kong, but the movie ends up being great. So where do you do with, what do you do with that?
See, I think if the movie redeems itself like that, it wouldn't be on this list.
Yeah, I would agree. Plus, I don't think documentaries count.
That's good. That's a good point. Although documentaries about Donkey Kong, that might be a bad idea. Anyway, we'll take your phone suggestions in the 7 o'clock hour, and I don't want to give away too much, but I will tell you that one of the ones on our list is Over the Top.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie where he has to arm wrestle the world champion to get his son or some such.
Oh, my God.
that just rules. So anyway, that's coming up this morning. Bob Saget in the studio today.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
He's got an HBO stand-up special that we're going to talk about. Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 17.
Oh.
Very excited about that.
My God.
Ralph's trying to keep it all straight. He's the only person of us that can actually keep it straight. So he's going to come in and give us the lowdown, play us some clips, and you can hear it. And
if he does an amazing job of that.
And if you want to see them, I'm telling you, they're so worth seeing. Some things you can hear and just go, okay, I've kind of got it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to see this. And we have links up at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, on video section, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's video or links, but if you look for it, you'll find it. Video link, yeah. And K-Rock Los Angeles Invasion. We have more tickets for you coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. So if you didn't get yours Saturday at noon, we will give you some more this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That is next.
You see the K-Rock LA Invasion almost sold out completely over the weekend? You see that?
Very close, yeah. And that place holds a lot.
It sure does. You can still get some seats if you want to give it a try, or you can win them this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll give you a chance to earn those on the way. It is Monday morning. It's 5:49. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend, shall we?
All right.
Outperforming expectations was Superbad.
Yes.
Yay! As much as I loved the movie, they didn't think it was going to make this much money, and it really outperformed what Sony had expected for it. It made $31.2 million over the weekend to make it number one by far at the box office. Everyone go like a good little soldier?
Absolutely.
No, I was out of town. But I'll go this week.
Jesus. They didn't have theaters out of town?
Too busy.
You don't go out to visit people
with the homos, whatever the hell you were doing.
I think I want to be McLovin. Pretty sure that's who I want to be.
You are so not McLovin.
Well, they'll make a lot more money this week from people like Lisa and people like me who didn't have time over the weekend, still want to see it. So.
You didn't go either, you Fruit Loop?
I had company in.
So what?
Yeah, God, Dave hates movies. You're right. He would hate going to see a funny movie.
Well, I think the thinking was that he could see that at home. Why waste time on vacation, you know, in another city at a movie theater?
It kills 2 hours. He doesn't have to spend dealing with you.
It's better than whatever it is you had planned.
I would have seen Dr. Zhivago 8 times if I was on your island.
I really want to see it. Did not have time.
Well, Ralph's right. Not a winner.
Ralph is right. It is better than the trailer, which is so rare. So rare.
Better than, it's one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long, long time.
Yep.
Rush Hour 3 was number 2 at the box office, made $21.8 million over the weekend. Then The Bourne Ultimatum pulled in 19 additional million dollars. Simpsons was number 4. The Invasion, disappointing turnout for the Warner Brothers film, only made $6 million in its opening weekend. Funny thing, people are talking about The Invasion, saying it's actually the reason Nicole Kidman did it because it's a slam against Tom Cruise. Because in the movie, she gets out of a marriage with a narcissistic, dark, moody guy who's surrounded by friends who are all robotic aliens without emotions.
Is that right?
And she plays a psychiatrist who actually prescribes drugs to her child.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so her representative saying there's nothing to that rumor, just a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stardust was number 6 at the box office, made $5.2 million. Then Hairspray at number 7, Underdog at number 8. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, number 9. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry came in at number 10.
That one's hanging, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sure hanging.
No kidding.
As should everyone who was participated in its making should be hanging.
At least I'm surprised you and the you and your gays didn't go see that this weekend.
We didn't go to any movies. We were doing other things.
We had lettuce.
we had lettuce.
You don't need entertainment.
That's right.
Lettuce is yummy.
It's crisp. How is that a meal?
It's crisp lettuce.
Well, we had a big breakfast.
Sure.
I don't care how good the lettuce is. How does that stand out so that you bring it up?
Because it was delicious.
It's lettuce.
It's just lettuce.
But they put crumble blue cheese on it and then this cucumber ranch dressing and bacon bits. It's delicious.
Don't let them sway you, okay? The wedge rips.
Yeah,
the
it
wedge.
May rip, but it, how do you bring that up as the best part of your weekend?
It was delicious. How was your
weekend? He brought up lettuce. The fact that as soon as he dropped off King of Mexico, I went to Denny's. I went to Denny's in the middle of the afternoon, and she can't bring up
You're comparing someone's answer to Bean's answer, Mike? Is that what you're doing
saying.
In terms of, let me give you some sort of normalcy? Because
I'm
that's him.
You, there was this wonderful restaurant up on the mountain where we had a glass of wine, lettuce wedges, and looked at this beautiful...
Sorry, we're out of time.
And it was a perfect afternoon.
The photographers are ready to move on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Well, here's our good news for the day. Our lovely friend Kristen Bell is returning to television.
Oh, good.
Yes.
According to PerezHilton.com and other entertainment news websites, she's just signed on to do a multi-episode arc on this upcoming season of Heroes.
No kidding.
Wow.
Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Apparently, she's been courted by several TV series since she lost her own, Veronica Mars, and she chose to do Heroes over Lost, which also asked her to be on there. But then she realized Lost blows. And Heroes is still good. So she chose that. Apparently she will play a hero whose superpower is to make lazy Mexicans fall in love with her.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's quite
She's
a power.
Got that in real life, too. That's great.
That's why they cast her, I think, in that role.
That's
Taylor
fantastic.
Mays.
I love her.
Oh, I love her. I love Heroes. I can watch them both now.
Okay. My apologies.
That's fine. Clippers suck. Hey, Kristen Bell, Clippers suck. Dave the King of Mexico's
That's right. She knew not to step.
Psycho Mike on the red carpet with Kristen Bell.
Mike, do not yell at Kristen Bell, all right? Ever. Thank you.
Well, it's the second night in a row last week. Britney Spears was seen coming out of the hotel with Chris Angel.
Oh, not another time.
Yeah. Appears they are officially a duo.
Wow.
We're going to speak with Mr. Angel just after the news at 6. Maybe we can get him to elaborate.
TMZ covered the story over the weekend. I thought it was hilarious. They wrote at the end, bagging Brit would be quite a trick for Chris Angel 4 years ago.
Yeah!
And they're right. Speaking of Britney, Kevin Federline.
Yes?
Still attempting to win the custody battle, served yet another subpoena over the weekend.
Dude.
This time, it was an executive administrator for Promises Rehab, where Brit went for a little break earlier this year. This is the fourth court order issued by Kevin's legal team.
Can they force them to talk? I thought it was a whole confidentiality thing.
Well, I don't think he is a doctor or a priest.
No, but okay.
So I think that's the only place really those two things usually fall under that particular defense. But apparently he wants him to come forward and talk about whether it was successful or not, her rehab stay. So we'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, Kevin's own image might need some polishing. Apparently, he was seen in Vegas over the weekend.
No!
Drinking Grey Goose vodka, Patron tequila, and Jägermeister all straight from the bottle.
Oh, good.
Who's got time to pour it in a little shot glass or whatever, you know?
How do we give these kids to either of these people?
No good kidding. Bad options.
Bad options indeed. Speaking of bad options, Siegfried and Roy are gay.
What?
No.
I know it may come as a shock.
How dare you?
The National Enquirer broke this story over the weekend, saying the two are apparently writing their memoirs, and in the book, admit that they were indeed lovers. But then their affair ended. They remained partners and good friends ever since. But yes, it's true.
Their affair ended when he got eaten by a tiger?
No, a long time before that. He was eaten by a Mexican boy.
Is the most shocking outing of all time, Ralph.
Yeah, what a surprise.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to break the big stories.
Never saw that coming.
Bruce Willis has a new girlfriend.
What?
Star Magazine has pictures of the star of Die Hard movies on a yacht with former Playboy Playmate of the Year Karen McDougal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Issue.
Yeah.
How old is she?
8. I'm guessing here, but
she's
around
smoking
8.
Hot, by the
she's
way.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've seen those photos.
Playmate of the Year. Playmate of the Year. You don't give Playmate of the Year to a dog. You
know 2004, what I'm no. or, yeah, I think 2004 Playmate of the Year, but a while back. She's so hot, and she's, if you're a fan of women with curves, she's not a beanpole.
Yeah.
And you cannot believe how hot this chick is. I mean, she's.
Bruce Willis is the man.
Thanks, Psycho Mike. Thanks for adding that. She's hot. I am agreeing.
And I can concur.
Yes. Let me step forward and say, I believe she's hot.
I will tell you this. During Friday's Kevin and Bean show, he spent his entire day looking at pictures of her online so that I couldn't see anything else over here.
It's not a bad distraction. You got to look at something else.
Why does it take Mike 5 times longer to say something than it does anybody else on this show? Does anyone notice that but me?
Yeah. Boner interruption.
Yeah. And, he'll just pipe up anytime now, anytime he wants.
Yeah.
You got something to say or not? He just feels obligated now to add something to everything.
2004.
A few years back.
Hot.
It's hot. If you like women.
Then they hot.
Who are, if you're a fan of curved women's with curves, then.
I guess.
Just hot.
I guess what I'm saying is if I am a guy on the show and they obviously and intentionally excluded me from having a microphone in front of my face, I would take that as a hint that, man, it better be good before I steal somebody else's mic and force my way onto the program.
Shut the fuck up!
That's right.
It's an option.
Thank you.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
CBS is facing a lawsuit over its new reality show, Kid Nation, in which a group of children run a town without adult supervision for 40 days. Have you seen the ads for this?
No.
I have, but don't the kids on the show, I mean, they had to have had permission from their parents to be on the show, so who's suing them?
One of the kids' parents is suing CBS for child abuse.
What?
Arguing the harsh conditions and injuries sustained by some of the children amount to child abuse. They put them in this town, and they just leave them on their own. Right. They have to kill their own food, and they have to run their own government, and they have to do everything on their own.
How old are they?
8.
I think, like,
just guessing. 8.
8 or 9.
That's my answer for everyone's age. Yeah. Today. 8.
I know they were young, and they wanted to see what kids do on their own if they're faced to that situation. It was kind of a fascinating idea, and CBS was smart to have this thing entirely filmed before anyone on the outside knew about it, so it couldn't get protested.
Yeah.
Now it's trouble.
But here's the thing. If you're a parent and you let your child go live in the wild for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's on you.
You're an ass.
Totally on you.
You lose your right to sue about anything because you're just a bad parent.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, I bet you would.
Stop it. What the hell?
And High School Musical 2 drew 17.2 million viewers.
I'm sorry, Ralph, could I hear more details about the most watched cable program ever?
High School Musical 2 pulled in 17.2 million viewers.
How many people over the age of 14 were a member of that group?
8. I'm guessing just 8.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Most watched show on cable ever, Kevin.
Yeah, don't care.
But here's just the thing. Saying. Kevin's got a point. Let's break it down. 6 million of those 17 million viewers were kids aged 6 to 11.
Just talking about eyeballs. That's all.
Another 6 million? We're between the age of 9 and 14.
Okay.
So that's 12 out of 17 million. The other 5
the rest
million?
Is me and Dave.
The mildly retarded, they say, according to numbers here. Yeah. Just in case you're interested, Disney's already planning a sequel to the sequel.
Oh, dear God.
Haunted High School Musical, a Halloween special.
Where they all get scared because something's.
Because Bean shows up with a bottle of lube.
All right!
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, come on, Rodney.
And additional good news in television. HBO has announced they picked up another season of Entourage and Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, so fantastic.
We'll be seeing more of both of those programs.
That show rules.
But we will not hear my father's words.
Right.
Because you cannot hear when Kaskai is making with the ones and zeros.
The end is near.
The end is near. Today's celebrity birthdays, Isaac Hayes, chef from South Park. Formerly chef from South Park. He is 64 years old today. Joan Allen, who is so good in Bourne Ultimatum, by the way. She's great in that film. She's 50
She's awesome.
Years old today. James Marsters, who played Spike on Buffy. He is 44 years old today. Boy, that guy looks younger than he is.
Yeah.
Fred Durst. Remember Fred Durst?
No.
Remember Fred Durst?
Mm-mm.
He was a guy.
No.
He had a baseball cap. He'd wear it backwards all the time.
Mm-mm. Not familiar.
Big doughy, big white doughy guy. Angry white doughy guy with a baseball cap
I don't
backwards.
Remember. Athlete?
No. He was in the entertainment business. Mm. I think he did children's parties.
Children's parties.
Yeah, I think he was a clown.
That's what he's doing now.
He was a clown at children's parties. He's 63 years old today.
What? He's not 63.
How do you know? He could be.
You don't know who he is, Kevin.
Yeah, right. You don't even remember him.
Did he film sex on his cell phone, too? Is that the guy we're talking about?
Yeah,
it's him.
And Monique Powell, our pal from Save Ferris, celebrates her birthday today. She's 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is in the studio with us.
Yo, yo.
Bean is a guy who moved away from Los Angeles, lives in the Seattle area, does not like visitors, does not like people, does not like going out, does not like anything public.
No fun.
But he loves himself some baseball, and Dave, the King of Mexico, loves himself some baseball. Dave, for some reason, picked the White Sox. I can't figure out why.
Second favorite team.
But second favorite team beside the Dodgers.
Yes.
And so they were playing in Seattle, so Dave, the King of Mexico, went up to Bean's house this weekend. And I was looking for the text all weekend that said, Kevin, I'm having a bad time.
Never happened, my friend.
Or, Kevin, I just wrecked Donna.
Okay. Now, let me butt in and say this before we talk about the weekend. I understand Dave did not send you the Kevin, I wrecked Bean's wife, Donna text, right? I think that may have happened anyway, though, because Sunday morning there were some knowing glances between the two. And all I'm telling you, without getting into too much detail here, Kevin, is that at one point I heard Donna say, yeah, that's why they call him the Thing of Mexico. You know what I mean? So I think there was something going on there.
It was awkward.
It sounded a little awkward, yeah.
Now let me see if I can start at the beginning of the pictures that you guys put up at krock.com. The
picture page.
The first picture is Bean carrying a suitcase, Dave carrying a white bag, and it says, Bean picked me up from the airport but forgot where he parked his car. That took care of the first 2 hours of my visit.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, dude, literally walking around the parking lot. And it's not a big parking lot either. Dave. It's not like LAX where, you know, it's huge.
Right.
Nope, little. There's only four rows, and Bean couldn't find his car.
Can't you just do the thing where you do the lock on your car and it beeps or whatever, and the lights come on, you can go?
That's what I thought. Nope.
You exaggerate. It was not quite 2 hours, but it was maybe not the smoothest start to your visit. I will concede that.
If it was more than 15 minutes, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, you know, it took us to sunset, so.
Let's move on.
All right, the second picture that's up at krock.com. Bean wanted to get the night started, sightseeing started. I'm not sure why this 7-Eleven was a, quote, must-see.
You took him to a 7-Eleven?
That's Bean 7-Eleven.
That's my 7-Eleven. That's the hot spot. That's the focal point of my universe.
It
might be the focal point of your universe, but they have those here, you know?
I wanted to show it off. Yeah. I thought Dave would have a good time.
Yeah, friendly people in there, too, by the way.
That's great. Yeah. Third picture. Okay, I thought it was just a joke, but there really is a clown head on the roof of Bean's gay pink house. It's a giant clown head with a monster mouth.
It's really freaky. That's what greets you.
It's kind of creepy.
It's really creepy.
Because it doesn't have eyes. Just like across for eyes. It's creepy.
It's from a carnival in the 30s, that clown head. But Dave saw it with his own eyes. He's the only person, you know, who works on our show that has.
Now, Bean, if you want to interrupt here, or Dave, you want to interrupt here, I'm going through the pictures, but if you have stuff to add in the meantime, that's fine. Let us know how it went. The next picture is Dave holding his hand on top of a, what is that, Bean?
It's a lawn jockey.
Why is there a black midget living in the yard?
It's a lawn jockey.
Best part of the weekend, man. Highlight of my day.
Why was there a black lawn jockey in your yard, Bean? What do you do with that exactly?
It's just decoration in the yard. They were very, very popular, you know, back before they became considered politically incorrect. But I bought one, I bought it years ago, and I bought one at the same time. I bought the same lawn jockey for our friend Jimmy Kimmel. I sent it to him for Christmas one year. And then I talked to him afterwards. I'm like, Jims, what do you think of the lawn jockey? I said, he's like, well, I have to keep it in the garage. I can't put it out in the front lawn at my house because I don't live on Clan Island like you do. But Dave was enamored of the lawn jockey.
Yeah, now, I wanted to steal it. So.
Friday night, Bean wanted to watch High School Musical, which is really creepy. And Dave was claiming before he left on Friday that he was not going to watch it.
I thought it was fantastic good fortune that there was an event like High School Musical 2 on the Disney Channel debuting Friday night while Dave was going to be here anyway, because it gave us something really to look forward to kind of, you know, kick off the weekend in high gear.
But here's what I'm telling you, Dave, not looking forward to that. He told me 3 or 4 different times, I'm going to be doing something else while High School Musical is on.
Ah, he was just joshing.
Out of the 17.2 million people who watched it,
yeah,
you know the two people who didn't watch it?
You?
Who?
Me and Bean.
Yeah! What?
You made him skip it?
Well, no. We watched the White Sox game and the Seattle game because it was good.
Friday night.
Yeah.
On TV.
And, yes.
Okay.
And then we started watching High School Musical.
And it blew.
No.
Well, first of all, it was awesome. Let's not get up. Well, let's not get the wrong impression.
Well, it was awesome for 20 minutes, right, Bean? And then Bean went to bed.
What?
It was awesome, dude.
What?
What do you mean you went to bed? You got guests.
I have been looking forward to High School Musical 2 for a year and a half.
And we've been hearing about it for a year and a half.
Right.
Yes.
But then the game was so close that we couldn't turn it off. So we ended up staying up till the end of the game, which was 10. So we didn't even start High School Musical 2 until 10, okay? And I'm exhausted. I'm a working man. And at 10:20, I said, look, I love you and all that, and I'm excited about this, but I just can't stay up. I got to go to bed. So I went and put on my PJs and went to bed.
With guests in the house.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Dave was looking for quality time with Donna at that point anyway, fine, so that was fine.
Did you see this part of High School Musical 2? Okay, you know what was happening then? Did you see this part?
Nope.
There was a dude on the pitcher's mound who was a dancer. And then the batter was saying that he doesn't dance. And the dude in the pitcher's mound was saying it's the same as baseball. So the pitcher was dancing while throwing the ball. And then the batter was singing and dancing while hitting it and running the bases and doing cartwheels. It was the gayest, the absolute gayest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wouldn't know. Didn't see it.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Dave was so happy.
Like, I have kids. They watched it probably four times this weekend, and it was all I could do to not burst out laughing. But I don't want to like ruin my kids' time.
Right.
So I just kept it to myself, but I was like, there's nothing gayer on this planet than trying to convince people that dancing and playing baseball is the same.
As you'll see from the photos in the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com, we did start watching High School Musical, and you can see the look on Dave's face that he's not having the best time ever. So I think it probably worked out better for both of us that now I can watch it, you know, privately, if you get my meaning.
I don't see the picture of him watching High School Musical 2.
It's on page two.
Oh, page
yeah, there's,
two.
There's three pages of photos up there. Yeah,
inside the house, it got weirder. Here's some art of a duck getting torn apart by killer ducklings.
That is the creepiest picture.
No, it's not the creepiest, but it's one of the creepiest.
Oh, there's much more.
The duck is all bloody.
Why do you want that picture anywhere?
Dave's face.
Look at Dave's face on the next picture. By KROQ.com, Kevin to B page. The House of Horrors continues. This one's by serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
That was a weird painting, man.
Yeah, it's a clown.
It's Pogo the Clown. That's how he used to dress up.
Stop saying that like we all know who that is.
No, I'm telling you, it's Pogo the Clown. That was what John Wayne Gacy used to dress up in a clown suit to lure the young boys to his home before he killed them and buried them in the crawl space under his house.
Okay, so how creepy is that? That's like maybe the creepiest thing ever.
Seriously.
I couldn't look at it. I had to keep it face forward because it was just creepy. Ugh. It's too creepy for me, and I hate clowns.
Bean. All right, that's creepy.
Isn't your wife afraid of clowns?
She does not like them. No.
Here's Dave pointing to a picture. You've got to be kidding me. This drawing shows a rat getting off the boat and bringing the plague to Norway in the 1340s. Nothing says welcome like a picture of the bubonic plague in your room.
This is in your room.
Yeah. Because, you know, Bean is obsessed with death, with human death. He loves it. Anything about it.
God.
And then here's Dave pointing to a black, well, of course it's black. It's O.J. Simpson. A naked O.J. Simpson painting.
You don't want to take a shower with that, dude.
It's in the bathroom?
Yeah. In the bathroom, a naked OJ.
You're trying to take a shower and OJ's looking at you and he's naked, toweling off.
Oh, my God.
But nothing could prepare me for actually having to watch High School Musical 2 Friday night. What the F? I kept expecting Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC to raid the place.
Oh, Dave. How you coming to me like that?
I mean, the only thing that made the 20 minutes enjoyable was Bean, because he's like pop-up video. Anytime a song would come out, Bean had a fact. Anytime Zach came out, Bean had a fact.
Okay,
anytime anything came out, Bean had a fact for everything.
This is my next question. Bean always talks about how he likes High School Musical. There is a boy lead and a girl lead. The boy's name is Zach.
Zach Efron.
Right.
He is clearly, allegedly, completely, unabashedly gay.
Not even a little bit. He is incredibly studly.
Now, the other star, I don't know how old she is, so I need to be careful here, but if she's 18, super hot Hispanic chick.
Mm-hmm. She's
really,
awesome, yeah.
Really cute girl.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens, yeah, she's awesome.
Bean hasn't said one word about her.
You're right.
She's a super hot girl.
That's true, Bean.
I don't want to disrespect my Zach by talking about his girlfriend.
Finally bedtime, and they made me sleep out in the barn. That's a picture.
Dave curled up in a stall in the barn.
Not alone. That's him with the pigs. Do you guys know cows are real? I thought they made them up for those cheese commercials. That's Dave with a cow. Here's Saturday morning. First stop, dead rock star statue. What is that, Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix.
That's Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Mm-hmm. Born and raised
stop,
in Seattle. Yeah.
Dead Kung Fu guy and dead crow guy.
Hi!
Bruce Lee.
That's David Brandon. Bruce and Brandon Lee's gravesites, yeah. We had a theme going on for the weekend. I don't know if you guys can tell, but just dead
death.
Stuff. Yeah,
dead that's stuff, always mostly. Your theme. And then you're sitting next to a gravestone that is McAssie. McAssie is the name. Even funny beyond the grave,
isn't
he says.
That funny?
Yes,
it is funny.
Okay, now in downtown Seattle, there's a giant rock, and 25 feet away from it, a statue of the same rock.
That's what Seattle considers art.
Huh. I don't have time to go through all these pictures. These are absurd. What a horrible time.
We saw some cool stuff, though.
David,
we really did.
You had a horrible time.
I can, dude. It was fun.
What is this with you making the play of the night? What's that?
I jumped on the field and caught the ball. During a home run.
Yeah, the photo before that shows him going to the Mariners game at Safeco Field. And then the next photo after that is him catching a big ball. Yeah.
While drinking a beer.
At some point, we ended up at a chainsaw artist's house. Bean couldn't leave without buying a chainsaw-carved wooden pig.
More facts on chainsaw art.
That was
good.
On the airport, on the way to the airport, we stopped at Snoqualmie Falls.
Snoqualmie Falls, right?
Bean thought we shared a moment overlooking the water. I was just afraid he was going to touch my ass again.
Well, Dave, come on.
Why do you have your arm around him with your head on his shoulder?
How to pay for the weekend somehow, man.
Jeez.
I didn't realize that Shaolin Robot, our intern on Monday mornings, is a huge Bob Saget fan. So, Shaolin, you're excited about meeting your guy today?
Yeah, very excited. Woo, I love Bob Saget.
Wow, listen to that. Shal's on fire today.
So Shaolin, on Friday, comes into the office. We have a meeting, and everybody talks about what we're going to do. And then everybody leaves, and it's just me and maybe assistant producer Alex. Mm-hmm. I think that's all, maybe. And Shaolin comes in, and she says, I'd like to, can I make some pitches for the show? And I said, there's no way we can hear you. You need to speak up. I'd like to make some pitches for the show. I've been kind of keeping a little list of ideas for the show. And I said, well, why didn't you bring up with everybody here? And I thought, that's a pretty rough room.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So let's run through them. So, Shal, you got your list there?
Yeah, I have my list.
All right, these are pitches for the Kevin and Bean show that Shaolin thinks that we should do. Some of them, I've heard, are quite good and we might end up doing.
Okay.
I'm excited, as I said earlier, Shaolin. I mean, we always appreciate new ideas, you know? So if you've got something you think will make the program better, let's hear it.
Shao had a 2-inch by 2-inch square piece of paper. It had like 100 things on it. I've never seen more crammed into one sheet of paper. All right, what do you got, Shao? What's the first one?
Deceiving MySpace photos.
Deceiving MySpace photos. So people put up pictures that don't look anything like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did that come from?
Because my friend, she has friends, like, they look really hot on their MySpace photos. So I'm like, dude, introduce me, yo. And then.
I'm sorry. You said, dude, introduce me, yo?
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Okay. All right. No one has said that with less soul.
Yes.
That is how I roll.
Did they update your language program over the weekend, Shal? Because this is a new side of you we haven't seen before. All right, so what we would have people call up and they would describe how they've been deceived by MySpace photos. That's fine. That's not a bad idea. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Like, how different does the photo look than the person? It can be radically different.
Like, the nose would be really big, but the picture is really small.
Sure, of course, yeah. Okay, so that's good. That's not bad. Okay, what's next?
Okay, how cheap are you?
How cheap are you? What is that from?
People doing cheap things, like dumpster dive.
Well,
that's pretty cheap. It'd be hard to beat that one.
She does wait for the food to get thrown out and then jump in the dumpster and try and find it so that she can eat it.
And then we have Bean driving, 10 miles to get a dollar off of a CD or something.
No, no, no. We have Bean driving to another state to get an office chair so he doesn't have to pay tax.
That's true. So this might be an interesting topic,
that's
actually.
That's a good one. All right. How cheap are you? Okay, what's next?
How do you make others jealous?
How do you make other... Is this a guy-girl thing?
It could be guy-girl or girl-girl.
So where did this come from?
Where'd that come from?
Thought?
oh, I tried to make this dude jealous by going out with his roommate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't jealous.
He was so relieved to get rid of you.
And then you were stuck with his roommate.
Basically.
So you're saying you need a better idea how to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's pretty good going out with the guy's roommate. I mean, if he has any interest in you whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right. I think Shal misread the room in that particular situation. No. She didn't know she's going to be making that guy's dreams come true that she finally got palmed off on his roommate.
Okay, that's not bad. Go ahead.
Why aren't men macho anymore?
Why aren't men macho anymore? And that came from where?
That's a good point.
Mike.
What?
Oh, just looking at Mike?
Why aren't they macho anymore?
Right, but where did that come from?
Like, now men, they get pedicures and stuff. But yeah. What about, you know... like bench pressing a saber-toothed tiger.
when did somebody bench press a saber-toothed tiger?
Back in the early days of man.
You mean like why don't they go out and club animals to bring them back and drag their women by their hair?
Why aren't men more like Beowulf? Like, you know, killing a man-eating ogre and then leaving it to die and then killing its mother.
Because that's primitive.
We killed all the ogres. There aren't any more. So.
Right, because the guy wakes up and he works at Office Max. That's why he doesn't have to go out and kill anything for food.
He can get food next door at the Longs or whatever, at the Fries. Okay. Where did you get that one from?
Huh?
Where did you get that one from?
Just looking at men.
All right, looking at men. Okay. What else?
Bad blind dates.
Okay, Where'd you get that one from?
I try to set my friends up on dates,
mm-hmm.
and then they always get mad because they're bad.
Why do you always pick bad guys?
I don't pick bad guys.
Well, then why do they get mad?
Because deceiving MySpace photos.
Oh, don't! Now you're blaming it on somebody else.
She ties it all in.
Wait a minute! You said they were that you set them up. You set them up based on a photo, or you knew them?
No, I thought they were okay looking, but then. And then my friend, I show them the photo, and then they see him in real life, and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're the bad guy.
All goes back to that one. All right, what else?
The person that ruins the party.
The person that ruins the party. Where'd you get that from?
I'm the person that ruins the party.
Wait a minute, you are? You're that person?
Yeah.
How do you ruin the party?
You know, at a party, everyone's all dancing, having a good time.
Right.
And then I'm the person who, like, accidentally trips on the cord to the speakers, and then the music goes off.
Unplugs it?
Yeah.
And they all go, Shaolin Robot, for God's sakes.
I want Shaolin Robot at all of my parties. She, why aren't you the life of the party? That's what I don't understand,
Listen
Shaolin.
To her
You've
voice.
So much going on. Yes, I am having a really good time.
You could use just a little up and down in your delivery. Just a little. Like a little energy at times, a little less energy at times.
Okay.
That would help. All right, what else?
Drinking at work and the consequences.
Drinking at work. What? And where did you get that one from?
Sometimes I drink at work.
What?
Do you drink when you're here?
No.
No, at your other job.
Yeah, where I don't have to drive.
Okay.
Do you drink to make the pain go away, Shaolin, or what's the reason?
I drink to make the boredom and monotony of work go away.
Okay, so you drink at work, and what are the consequences? Did you suffer consequences from that?
I didn't suffer consequences, but I think the people that I was serving, like working for, served some consequences.
You mean the people that you were helping? What were you doing at the time?
Were you serving food or something?
No, I drink before I deal poker for kids.
For kids?
Okay, what is going on here?
That's what I'm saying.
What's going on here?
Why do you deal poker for kids?
No, deal poker for students. Because it's like a fun night for them, so they play.
Okay. How old are the students?
They're just 17, 18.
Okay. And you can't do that without drinking? Because poker's boring?
It's more fun when you drink.
Well, everything's more fun when you drink. It's funny, so too, because, by the way, last Thursday or Friday, whenever I was talking to Shao, or Wednesday, I can't remember when she comes in, but she's like, yeah, I'm going to drink tonight. She had plans in the morning that she was going to drink that night at work.
What are the consequences that the students suffer because you've been drinking? Are you sloppy at dealing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, Apparently, it's not good when you flip over the cards when you pass it to them.
No, of course right. not. They're supposed to be down. Right. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
So you flip them over up so everybody can see them?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, so people who drink at work and suffer consequences. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have funny stories about that.
That's a good one.
Look at our president.
What else?
And then you can have a dream interpreter come in.
Because you want to know about your dream with, what's his name?
Regis Philbin.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. It means you love Regis Philbin. You want to have sex with him.
No, I don't.
No. Yes, you do. That's what the dream means. I'm telling you right now. Do
you
have other dreams?
Admit it to yourself.
Do you have other dreams that you would like interpreted, or do you just think that's a good topic?
That's a good topic.
Okay.
People can call in with their dreams.
Okay.
People are fascinated by that. A lot of people have dreams, and they want to know what they mean.
Is that it?
That's it.
Come on, listen to that, people.
Those are great ideas, Sarah. Those are great ideas, Sal.
People who ruin the party. How come I ruin the party?
Wow. I think we got some stuff from that, though.
You rule.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shao, I'm glad you're here. Glad you came in. Thank you for that. I got to go now and bench press a saber-toothed tiger.
The K-Rock LA Invasion sold very close to selling out, so there's a few tickets left. If you want to get them, you better get them today, or you can earn them. We're going to give you a chance just after 7 o'clock here. As a matter of fact, you could probably start calling right now, 1-800-520-1067.
Good morning, Ralph Kramer. What's going on in the world of showbiz?
I'm just glad to hear the Armenian comedian getting a gig.
Your Armenian comedian getting a gig?
He plays recorder in that song we just listened to. Isn't that his solo in there?
No, I don't think that's it. It was Jack White.
Isn't that it? Really?
Pretty sure.
Sounds a lot like the Armenian comedian to me. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Superbad outperformed all expectations due to the fact that it is an R-rated comedy. However, it still came in strong this weekend, making $31.2 million in its opening. Pretty good for an R-rated comedy.
Yeah.
How early in the weekend did you see your first headline that said Superbad does super good?
Haven't seen that.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't scan the news that much, but they love that kind of stuff, don't they?
They do. They'll use any play on words they can.
Something happened in that movie that I've never seen before, in the house where the kid was dancing with the girl. I don't want to give it away for people who haven't seen it yet, but
thanks for bringing it up then.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that is a unique moment in movie history.
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Rush Hour 3, not in a big rush to be number one this weekend.
Oh, nice!
Made $21.8 million. The Bourne Ultimatum came in at number 3, made $19 million. So far, Bourne has taken in $164 million.
Wow. Jackpot.
In 3 weeks.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is, my friend. The Simpsons movie was number 4, then Invasion, the new Nicole Kidman thriller. Only came in at number 5 with $6 million of box office receipts. Stardust was number 6, Hairspray number 7, number 8 was Underdog, number 9, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
It's top-notch gay.
Want to give you a heads up. It's 14 hours, 47 minutes, and 16 seconds until Hayden Panettiere is legal.
So tonight or tomorrow? 14 hours...
So that means today's her birthday, Ralph?
11 o'clock,
no, it's tomorrow.
12 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
We figured out it was Tuesday.
She will be fantastic. Finally.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, but
no, not at all.
No, that's
they
like
have it written
o'clock,
as.
That's like 9 o'clock tonight.
Because 9 o'clock tonight would be her birthday, according to that time frame.
It's between 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow.
Maybe this is an East Coast countdown or something. Maybe we're
it must
gaining
be,
or losing.
It's midnight
three
tonight,
hours.
They're saying it's her birthday.
That could be.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
So everyone just relax. That's all I'm saying. Heroes just got a little bit better, as good as that TV series is. No, and I'm not talking about the fact that Lieutenant Uhura is going to be on next season.
She
oh,
is?
No kidding.
Because she is. You know, Chekhov's just waiting at home for the phone to ring.
They've
already hired Sulu and Uhura. You know, Chekhov's like, hey, where's my Heroes gig? No, just announced Kristen Bell will be returning to television in a multi-episode arc on the TV hit Heroes.
Sweet!
She'll play a character named Ellie, who is described in Variety as a character who's sexy, mysterious, and has ties to the supposed death of Peter, to Hornroom Glass's past, and to the future of Claire.
Wow. Does she doesn't have powers, though? She's
let
one
her be
of
Claire's
the...
girlfriend. Let her be Claire's girlfriend. Let her be Claire's girlfriend. Let her be Claire's girlfriend. Please, 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 please.
That's so hot.
Yeah, that's her power. Getting the cheerleader to take her top off. I don't care if it's tomorrow. I'm saying it.
I'm an outlaw. I play by my own rules.
Yeah, that's hot.
It is hot. Speaking of hot chicks, Scarlett Johansson's got a new movie role.
Yes.
She will be the female lead in the comic book movie The Spirit.
Boobs.
Based on the classic Will Eisner character from the 30s. This character's been around for like 70 years, and they're finally making a movie about him. They made one a little while ago, a TV movie, with Sam Jones, the guy who played Flash Gordon in the original Flash Gordon movie.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
But this one's supposed to be really good. Gabriel Macht will play the Spirit. She will play a character named Silk in Floss.
Boobs.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
And she is the evil assistant to the villain of the piece, played by Samuel L. Jackson. He plays the octopus.
I don't know what any of those characters are, but I'm excited.
You'll like it. It's very, very entertaining. He's, Kevin will like it because the Spirit is a cop.
Yeah.
Who fakes his own death so he can fight crime. But all he does is put on a mask, really. He's got the same blue suit he always wears and the blue hat. He just puts on a little blue mask and he becomes a spirit. No one knows who he is.
Yeah, I do love that.
I'm not familiar with about half the words in that sentence.
Britney Spears continues her career rehab. Looks like she's going to get a little help from Donald Trump.
Oh, good. That's what she needs.
Donald told Page Six in the New York Daily News that although Britney is an effing mess, he's negotiating with her to appear on his Celebrity Apprentice show.
Yes.
Wow.
He said he would like to have Britney, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan compete as the Celebrity Apprentices on his show.
I'm sure he would.
It would be huge ratings.
It would be, but yeah. I don't think any of them are going to do it. No. I think he's living in a world of delusion.
The first show, he would say,
I've made my decision. You're fired.
All of them?
No, just her.
It'd be a short show.
Just Britney Spears.
Well, hasn't he hired Jessica Simpson, too? She could use some work. Apparently, she is still working on that new movie, Major Movie Star, where she plays a stupid blonde movie star who joins the army.
Oh, stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Philly.
Apparently, while filming the movie, Simpson explains, I was running with a gun over my head, and I fell and broke my nose. It really hurt, she added.
Really, there's pain involved?
Yeah.
About that.
She said her nose is her favorite feature on her body.
It's not my favorite feature.
It's not my favorite. There are a lot of girls with a similar body to mine, but my nose is special and unique to me.
Let me tell you what's special.
Boobs.
Those boobs, how do you fall over and hit your nose?
That's a good question.
You think it'd be just a like a shock absorber right there.
Bounce right back up to a standing position.
I would think 5 or 6 inches of clearance before she'd actually hit the ground with her nose.
That was typical, Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. You're dumb.
She's the me of female acting.
She's the you of female acting.
If that's the category.
I don't think it is. I think you're the you of male acting.
Yeah. I don't really act either.
I am running for Senate.
Excellent.
Oh, congratulations.
Declaring it right now.
California?
Wherever.
Okay.
Maybe Vermont.
All right.
Because Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Has just landed a role in the next Batman movie.
Really?
Yes. Here's the thing, and I never knew this. Had I known, I would be campaigning for him. He is a huge Batman freak. Like nuts. Has his own Batman collection. Just loves everything Batman.
That should disqualify him from the Senate.
He's already done voiceovers for the Batman cartoons. He's written a preface for a book on Batman and has had 2 small roles in 2 other Batman movies.
This is Adam West. Get a life, Ralph.
Wow. Just been announced he will currently be appearing in The Dark Knight, the new Batman movie, featuring Christian Bale as Batman and Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh.
How does he get to do that? Just because, was he just call people up? Hey, I'm a senator. Put me in your movie.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Gotta be a senator.
They pass a law, and then they have to put him in.
That's a new law.
That works.
The Batman movie law, presented by Senator Leahy. High School Musical 2 made 7.
I'm sorry? Say it again?
High School Musical 2.
Yes.
Drew 17.2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Friday night. The original debut for the movie series, with the first one, pulled in 8 million viewers in January 2006.
This would be more.
This would be twice as much. Monster, monster numbers. And Zac Efron, star of that project.
Stop with the bell!
What's sweet Zac up to?
He's got a pretty nice career for himself right now. Of course, he was in Hairspray, which was a big hit. He's going to be starring in the Footloose musical movie. They're doing a movie based on the movie that was turned into a Broadway musical, and now it's a movie again.
Okay. He's playing the lead in that.
He has to sing and dance to do a project?
Apparently not. He's also starring in a movie called... Oh, it's unnamed as of yet, but he plays a 36-year-old guy who wakes up to find himself in high school again. Oh, there's a fresh idea. One of those age-changing movies.
Haven't seen one of those since 13 going on 30 about 9 months ago.
And then Tom Hanks, of course, big, and sure. There's been a bunch of them, so he's doing that. Zach admits that he's tired of High School Musical. He said he was on the High School Musical tour. Apparently they toured.
I don't know.
If I have to hear the High School Musical songs anymore, I probably would jump off something very tall. Oh, please let it be so. Please let it be so.
The answers are all inside of me.
Zach.
All I gotta do.
Moment of reflection.
Is believe.
Backstreet Boys, go.
I'm not gonna stop. Not gonna stop till I get my shot. That's who I am. That is my plan. We'll end up on top.
Come on.
What is wrong with you?
That's gay. Stop it.
Those songs sound like they were written.
That one is the Backstreet Boys, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hate everything.
I'm going to say it again. Bean is so obsessed with Zach. The chick that is the lead, the Hispanic chick, is really cute. I don't know how
she's way cute.
I don't know how old she is, but she should be the object of your affection.
I would take her just because she's been with Zach.
Oh.
Back to you, Ralph.
Get something you
want to play. Here's Ralph with more.
All right. That's creepy.
Ken's pushing 17 buttons over there. No sound is coming out.
I tried to play that three times.
There had to be something you wanted to play. I was trying to give you
all
a
right.
Glare.
That's creepy.
There you go. Wasn't that good, actually.
Today's
hindsight.
Celebrity birthdays. Robert Plant, lead singer for Led Zeppelin, is 58 years old today. Isaac Hayes, of course, was chef on South Park, a singer, writer, producer in his own right, 64 years old today. Joan Allen, you can currently be seen in the Bourne Ultimatum. She's 50 years old. Fred Durst, some guy used to wear his hat backwards, is 36 years old today. James Marsters, who played Spike, on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he's 44 years old today. And our old friend Monique Powell from Save Ferris turns 31. Oh, Brad Avery, from Third Day, is also 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Home Depot Center is a pretty damn big place. Almost all of the tickets are already sold, though.
Oof.
For the K-Rock LA Invasion, there are a few tickets left. You should get those today if you want to get them. It's September 15th. Smashing. I don't want to say the bands, actually, because we're going to play a little game here.
We are talking about the K-Rock LA Invasion, though. Yeah, tickets just went on sale Saturday. Not much left. And, of course, we'll be giving them away between now and then. But if you're familiar with the lineup, it'll help you as we play a little game we like to call the hardest game in the world.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Babe.
How was your weekend, Mr. Announcer Man? What did you and Mrs. Announcer Man do this weekend?
Me and Mr. Announcer Man.
Mrs.
Mrs. Announcer Man.
I hope.
Went to see Jersey Boys.
Really?
You went to a play?
Yeah.
You and Lisa have a lot in common.
Yeah.
The wife said she'd give me a little backdoor loving. I took her to see Jersey Boys.
And?
Backdoor.
All right. Well, we'll ask no more questions. Thank you very much. So, Mr. Announcer Man, you know we're giving away tickets for the L.A. Invasion, which is coming up on September the 15th. It's a little game we like to call the hardest game in the world.
It's the hardest game in the world!
It certainly is. So, Kevin, let's move along to our first contestant.
Should I tell how it's played?
Yes, please do.
Or would you just like to go?
No, it's on you, Mr. Announcer
Man. Usually I tell how it's played.
We missed the rehearsal. Sorry.
That's okay.
There we go.
We'll be listing names of artists performing at K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. Oh, I almost forgot. They'll be backwards. You have to tell us what they are. If you do, you're entered into a drawing for tickets to K-Rock's LA Invasion.
All right, who do we have first, Mr. Announcer Man?
You tell me. I got no names here.
We have Robert in Anaheim. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Kim Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
It's a band name that's going to be performing, and it's backwards. Here's yours. One more time.
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you think, Robert?
Harshnish.
Yes. Harshnish.
Harshnish.
Backwards. Oh. Is that you, Mr. Announcer Man?
This sucks.
Robert, we need a guess, please.
We need a guess? Okay. Harsh.
No, we need it forwards. We need you to say it forwards.
Oh, say it forwards. Oh, okay. Against me.
Kid Rock. Yeah, sorry, man. Oh, that's hard.
That is hard. That's why we call it that.
It's hard game.
Yes. Justin in Corona. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Band name backwards. You ready?
Yeah.
Snake my champs.
Oh, I didn't even get in trouble for that.
All right. One more time.
Snake my champs.
What band is that?
Playing I heard the word smegma backwards. I don't know what you guys heard.
Okay, Rock LA Invasion.
Okay, Cypress Hill.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh!
Sorry. This game isn't very easy, is it?
It's hard!
It is hard. All right, let's go to Stephanie in Northridge. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie's a student at Cal State Northridge. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's your band.
Lionel Sir.
One more time.
Can you hear it again?
All right, here you go.
Lionel Sir.
Foo Fighters.
Chris Cornell.
Oh. Sorry.
Dude, 0 for 3 so far.
Well, not a lot of people are getting these.
It's hard.
Ass up, facing the pillow, Mr. Announcement. That's what you're saying?
It's hard.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, too. Dave and Chino, good morning.
Morning.
All right, nobody's gotten it so far. Here's your band. Right. It's a band that's playing the K-Rock LA Invasion. Backwards, here you go.
Revolver.
Nicely done. After one time, he didn't even need to repeat.
Velvet Revolver.
Nicely done. All right, hold on. All right, let's see here. We got Rob in Mar Vista. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys?
Only one guy has gotten it so far. You ready for yours?
Yeah.
Here it is backwards.
Sir Delph. Woof.
Backwards one more time.
Sir Delph. Woof.
I gotta tell you, Fighters. That's a given, yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
All right, so we got two so far. I guess there'll be a drawing at the end. We'll find out who wins the tickets for the LA Invasion.
Mr. Nutsman, why did we call the game this? I can't remember.
It's the hardest game in the world!
That's right. Okay, Tony in Woodland Hills.
Hi.
Tony is a dental assistant.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. You ready for the hardest game in the world?
Yeah.
Here's your band.
Holy surf, yes.
One more time.
Cypress
Hill?
Cypress Hill.
Nice.
Oh, my God, yes.
We're on a roll. You're in the drawing.
You didn't win anything yet. Relax.
Hey, you didn't win yet.
Steady.
Hold on.
Steady.
You're in the drawing.
Steady.
Take it easy. You're in the drawing.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's go to Ava in Los Angeles. Good morning, Ava.
Hi.
Ava's a hot. Are all people who work at tanning salons hot?
Yes.
Of course they are. Yes.
All right, that's
yes.
Ava. All right. Ava, we hope you get this then. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
One more time backwards.
Stop. Stop.
Hot heat.
Yeah! Hot heat.
Nicely done.
Give them to her.
Oh, I wish we could.
Give them to her.
We can't. We have
do it.
We have a drawing.
Do it.
We can't do it.
You're an ass.
Lisa's doing it.
Oh, she's an ass.
Let it be Ava. Let it be Ava. Let it be Ava. Who's it going
to
be, Lisa?
Have to mix them up.
Lisa, Ava.
Let it be Ava.
Pick Ava.
Pick Ava. Pick Ava.
Rob and Marvin.
Come on. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Do the right
thing. You guys aren't excited that I won.
Do no. You love me.
Do the right thing and give your tickets to Ava.
Hell no.
Aww.
Her name's Ava. Person. She works at a tanning salon.
You can go with me.
There you go.
Why does she want to go with you? She's Ava from a tanning salon.
You know what? Let's give them to her, too. What the hell?
Yeah.
Who's down with that? I'm just saying. Yeah. Who's down with that?
Yeah.
Bean?
I'm saying I don't know anything about the behind the scenes, what we have in terms
Excellent.
Of tickets to give
I'm
away.
Saying Ava's going to the show. Nicely done, Ava.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Oh, man, Ava.
I don't know what the Trigger Digest is, but that's apparently some sort of a website. We got a link from it the other day about the top five most ridiculous movie plots of all time. And I thought, that's a great topic. And by the way, there are lots of movie plots that sound really bad on paper. I mean, let's face it, it all depends on the skill in which the movie is made. You can take a bad plot and still make a great movie, but in these cases, the plots are bad and the movies are bad.
Yeah, and we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067, the most ridiculous movie plots. Everybody kind of has one in the back of their mind that they go, oh yeah, I remember that one. That was crazy. This list at number five is Extreme Ops. You remember this one?
The extreme. Which one was that?
It was the extreme athletes. There were like six of them, and they were going to get dropped off by a helicopter at the top of a mountain, and there was a hotel up there that had been abandoned, and they were going to shoot a movie of them snowboarding, and then there were terrorists there. It was the.
That's right. I do remember that.
Here's the trailer for that one.
A remote peak. An empty hotel.
This place is sweet.
Where six of the most insane individuals in extreme sports.
Let's go!
It's the perfect place.
Oh, man! I did it.
To have some fun.
Dinner.
Go roll around in the snow.
But it's also the perfect hideout for a group of terrorists.
I love American film. GDG, bang, bang, GDG.
Plotting the unthinkable.
Just kill them.
So the extreme athletes decide that they need to take down the terrorists who are holed up in this abandoned hotel at the top of a mountain.
This is for people for whom Vin Diesel's Triple X was too sophisticated.
Number four, I'm sure you all remember, called Over the Top.
And that was the Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Sylvester Stallone is an arm wrestler, and he's
Yay!
And if he wins the arm wrestling competition, he gets his son back.
Like his son was kidnapped or something?
I don't know.
In Sly's defense, that's how a lot of custody battles are decided, is arm wrestling.
Here's a little from that one.
Stallone is Lincoln Hawk, out to be the best arm wrestler in the world. Out to regain the love of the son he left 10 years ago.
All I care about is you. You're my boy.
But there's one man that stands in his way.
He deserted your wife and your son. You're tearing us apart.
Rocky, Rambo, Cobra. Now, Hawk in the biggest fight of his life. Stallone, a one-man gang in the action-blasting, chart-busting Hall of Fame.
See my boy.
Let no one and nothing stand in his way.
You can come in here, destroy my home, and take Michael with you. Damn you!
Listen to this part right here.
Damn you.
Damn you.
Over the top.
Damn you!
Damn
Lincoln
you.
Lincoln Hawk. That's
Lincoln
a great name.
Lincoln Hawk is awesome.
Come on. By the way, he has to arm wrestle to get his kid back.
You name your movie Over the Top. You're asking for it to be made fun of anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then there's Jaws 3.
D.
Jaws 3,
oh, right.
Make it even worse.
And here's the end of that trailer that I love.
Jaws, the Revenge. This time, it's personal.
This time, it's personal.
I think that was the one where, like, some relative of the ship captain in the original moved from the Northeast where the sharks were to the Bahamas, and the sharks followed them.
Yeah.
I think the sharks actually followed them to the Bahamas where there are no great white sharks, just to catch this dude. I think that was the plot of that one.
Because they were angry. They held a grudge, these sharks.
Yes.
It's personal.
Yeah, they held a grudge.
This time, it's personal. Oh,
I think that was the first This Time It's Personal. I mean, I think that was the one that kind of put that expression on the map, you know? And ever since, we've heard that, you know, 100 times since then, but it goes back to Jaws 3D.
All right, we have two more on our list. We have people on hold, 1-800-520-1067. If you think you know of a movie that has the most ridiculous plot line of all time, I have one to suggest to you as well. We'll take all of those when we get back on camera.
Funny man Bob Saget joins us just after 8 o'clock. Oh, I can't wait for that HBO special. The trailers look so funny for that. Yeah. So we'll catch up with Bob coming up. Right now we're talking about the 5 most ridiculous movie plots of all time. These are movies that after the fact, like the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie Over the Top we were just talking about, after the fact you think, well, that movie was bad, but how could they have expected anything else with a plot like that?
Yeah, that's true. Let's go with Mason in La Crescenta. Good morning, Mason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Movies with ridiculous plots. What do you got?
All right. I got Dreamcatcher.
What was that?
It was 4 guys. They're really weird guys. They go camping up in the woods, and it turns out they have, like, explosive diarrhea. and that means that, like, the aliens are going to invade.
What?
And so...
Hold on. I have the trailer here.
Our Dreamcatcher. Wish he was here.
A circle of friendship.
To the duds.
A web of mystery. A pattern of fear.
And where are they all going?
It's not where they're going that worries me. It's what are they running away from?
Form the design of an alien invasion.
So they have diarrhea and so they know the aliens are coming?
Yeah, one of them actually poops out the aliens.
Oh, no. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
That may be the best thing I've ever heard. Thank you for the call. Wow.
Let's Let's try Steve, please, on line two. He's in La Puente. Here's a movie I never saw, but according to Steve, a ridiculous plot. Hey, Steve, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What movie?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, little man.
Hello.
Okay, so my movie plot is Steel.
Is
I don't
what?
Know if you remember.
What's the name of Steel?
Steel.
No, what was that one?
Shaquille O'Neal.
What was the plot?
Okay, so he's in the army, and they're building these top secret weapons as in all superhero movies. And so his best friend gets hurt, like any other movie. So
got to speed it up just a bit, Steve.
he decides he's gonna make an armor, hence the name Steel. So he's going after them, and throughout the whole movie, he's trying to make free throws, and he still can't make them. So that's kind of lame.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. I don't think we have time to keep going on that one, but I'll take your word for it that it's bad.
Why would Shaq ever make a movie where he can't make free throws? That's too much like his real life. I mean, what's the point of that?
Yeah, why make a movie like that? Just have his real life be there. Let's go to Ray in Corona, because he's got one that's actually on our list. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Hello, Lisa May.
Hi, Ray.
Ridiculous movie plots. What do you got?
Iron Eagle is probably the most ridiculous movie plot of all time. The military brat tries to get into the Air Force Academy. Is denied. His father is also a pilot, gets captured by terrorists, and then Louis Gossett Jr. trains him to go save his father. And at the end, he gets reprimanded for stealing the plane, and his sentence was to go to the military academy.
Here's the trailer for that one. By the way, Iron Eagle from 1986 is the number one on this list that we've been reading.
Oh,
from.
How about that?
It's the most absurd.
Academy Award winner Louis Gossett Jr. and brilliant newcomer Jason Gedrick star in a soaring adventure, Iron Eagle.
He steals a military plane and flies in to rescue his father.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
that was the last time that Jason Gedrick, by the way, was referred to as a brilliant newcomer. I'll tell you that.
And a brilliant newcomer. Let's go to Matt in Hermosa Beach, because I have to take issue with Matt. I think he's out of his mind. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Am I the only one that thinks Knocked Up is the most ridiculous plot in history? I mean, there is absolutely no way a guy like Seth Rogen is able to bang a chick as hot as Katherine Heigl.
Right, but
I think
that's the comedy of it. The comedy...
I mean, movies, by all means, I understand comedies, you know, you can think that they're a little ridiculous. They don't always need to make the most sense. But that, to me, I was just like, no, not in Los Angeles. Never would happen, you know?
But I'm going to say to you that a guy like Seth Rogen, who, you know, we know a little bit, had on the show, very charming, very funny, very likable. He could totally get a hot chick. Don't you think, Lisa?
If she was drunk enough, which the character in the movie was.
Yeah, of course, if she was drunk enough, that's right. What I mean. But yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Lisa, you would bang him?
If I was drunk enough.
Yeah, sure.
And right. He was funny enough.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Amber. I've never heard of this movie. Amber in Whittier.
Hi.
Good morning.
Welcome to Whoop Whoop. You've never seen it?
What the hell is
never
Welcome to Whoop Whoop?
Oh, my God. You have to check it out. It's so retarded. It's funny. I guess it's from 1997, but I only saw it a couple of years ago. I don't know who Jonathan Schaich, S-C-H-A-E-C-H. I'm not sure I've had to pronounce his name. But
what's the movie about? What's the plot?
Well, there's this guy, he's from New York, he's a bird smuggler, and he goes to replace a flock of escaped birds, and while he's there, he has this crazy, sexual, ravenous girl who, after a brief courtship, knocks him out and kidnaps him, and when he wakes up, he finds himself married to her, not legally, and she takes him to his town, or her town, I'm sorry, and...
By the way, that's a sign of a really horrible movie plot, is that it is impossible to summarize some of these. Just impossible. Thank you, Amber, for the call. We have to move on, but Welcome to Whoop Whoop is on my list to see.
No love for Day After Tomorrow, by the way.
No
love for that movie from a couple years ago where the guys are trying to outrun the cold front. I mean, come on, when you're really talking about plots that don't work, how about that
one? Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
All right, let's go to Greg in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa.
Hi, Greg.
All right, what's yours?
I'm a little disappointed that this movie didn't make the list, but you've got to put in Face Off, where John Travolta wants to steal the identity of Nicolas Cage by somehow having a face transplant.
That's right.
That's right.
And he looks just like him, but he's not him.
Right.
Sounds like him.
I have a trailer for that one. Hang on, here's Face Off.
The assignment was to enter a federal prison as Castor Troy's insane. And a special ops surgeon gave me Castor's face!
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you for the call. What about Pacifier? Did you guys see that?
Oh, I did.
Oh,
see
with
that.
Vin Diesel? Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, here's a clip from... Do you have that ready? Yeah, here's a clip from that movie.
Why are your boobs so big?
They're not boobs.
Do you have to wear a bra?
All right, let's go to Joseph in Riverside. Good morning, Joseph. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean, hey, listen, man.
Ridiculous movie plots. What do you got?
The movie's called Troll 2, and what it's about is a family goes to a town where they have to survive against vegetarian goblins.
Now
that could happen.
Here's a clip from the trailer of that.
Little creatures share the earth with humans, and magic was a way of life. Once upon a time is now. Empire Pictures presents Troll. The weirdest, the rowdiest, the most mischievous, and the scariest little creature of them all.
I think that what he's doing is going from apartment to apartment and transforming sections of this building into different fairy worlds.
Yes, that's a great idea. What about Jason X? How about that? I love Jason X, but it's stupid beyond words. It's Jason, the killer, with the mask, and apparently it's a long time in the future. He's frozen, and these people go up in space, and they find him.
In the year 2455, on a routine training mission, a team of students is about to discover a life form frozen in time.
Wow. You brought him on board?
Everything's under control, ma'am.
What the hell is going on?
Jason Voorhees, that's what's going on.
He's an unstoppable killing machine. How do we get off the ship?
I don't know. Look, we're gonna be all right.
What? Are you high?
What the hell is that? You've gotta be kidding me.
He's been modified.
Oh, you think?
You guys might want to run.
I don't know if you guys remember seeing that movie, but this woman shoots off Jason's arm and then shoots off a leg and then shoots him in the chest and then shoots his head off. And then little futuristic ants crawl all over him and rebuild him into this super killing machine that's now stronger than he's ever been before.
I have bad news for you, Kevin. None of us went to see that movie except for you.
It was so bad.
I'm sorry it was you.
But well, I love that.
We've just scratched the surface. We may have to revisit this on another day, but those are some great suggestions that we heard.
Daniel says, from Silmar Jr., Arnold as a pregnant man, Ryan from Huntington Beach, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Nikki from Lake Forest, Red Baron, a killer puppet, kills in an airplane. And Cindy says, Tiptoes, McConaughey has a midget family.
Oh, so, my
dude,
God.
I got to see that.
Those are some good movies. Right? Bob Saget coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, plus another chance for you to win tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. Between 8 and 9, we're going to play Cypress Hill's Dr. Green Thumb. When you hear it, be caller 20.
I'm the one called Dr. Green Thumb. I'm the one going to make it all right.
That's not
I'm
it.
I'm the one called Dr. Green Thumb.
I don't think that's it.
So you don't have to play the hardest game in the world. You just pick up the phone and call when you hear the song. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Caller 20, yeah.
All right, that's between 8 and 9 on KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, exceeding even the most optimistic of expectations. Superbad came out of the gate strong this weekend, $31.2 million in its debut weekend.
So glad to hear that.
Me too. It is a movie that should be seen and laughed at often. Rush Hour 3 came in at number 2, made $21.8 million, still pretty strong in its second week. The Bourne Ultimatum was third with $19 million at the box office. Then The Simpsons Movie at number 4, Invasion, was number 5. Stardust, number 6, Hairspray came in at number 7. Then number 8 was Underdog. Then number 9 was Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, number 10 at the box office this weekend.
You know what I think is really interesting, Ralph, is both with the number 1 movie and the number 1 TV show of the weekend, that High School Musical 2, is they're both low-budget shows that are just, you know, they're touching a chord in people because they're, you know, quality or funny or something like that. You don't need the big budget and the special effects and the huge movie star salaries if you put a good script up there.
Did you just compare Superbad with High School Musical 2?
Yes, I did.
Don't do that.
I did.
Don't do it.
It's top-notch
gay. Don't do it. I'm saying
low budget, but really, really good. Right, people will see it.
Right, but stop.
Even if it doesn't have the money or the stars.
Stop saying really good.
Boy, that was really gay.
When you're talking about High School Musical 2. That's
you don't
what
know,
I'm
man.
Saying.
You don't know, man.
Although the homo has a point. Superbad only cost $20 million to make, and it made $31.2 million this weekend, so that's a nice return.
Yeah, it's better than spending $200 million on an Evan Almighty or something that, you know, it's dead in the water in a week.
Yes. Yes.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's well worth seeing.
Christopher Sarantakos is complaining to TMZ.com He may be better known to some of you as Mind Freak Chris Angel.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
Chris is complaining that people like me are speculating about the relationship between himself and Britney Spears because they were seen coming out of a hotel two nights in a row at 4 o'clock in the morning, all loaded together.
Sure.
He complained to TMZ that there's nothing going on between the two of them.
Right.
It's just business.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, by the way, how much business gets done after a night of drinking in a Beverly Hills hotel room.
Yeah.
And that you can't do anything now without people making stuff up. Shut up.
And get out of the spotlight,
shut
you
up,
douche.
You pinheaded emo-gician.
I came out of a hotel room at 4 o'clock in the morning with Britney Spears, and people are taking pictures and writing about it. Well, I couldn't see that coming.
People are speculating about things. Lindsay Lohan's got new plans.
Yeah?
Since her DUI and drug bust and her time in rehab, apparently she's having a hard time landing movie roles.
Really?
No. Hmm. That and the fact that Georgia Rules made about $4.79 at the box office.
Mm-hmm. I know who killed me even less.
Apparently producers are wary of her. She's got a new plan, though. She's going to revive her singing career. Yes. She said she's ready to deliver her next CD, follow-up to her 2005 opus, a little more personal. And apparently record executives at Universal Music are ready to take her on.
She did a song about the press, didn't she? Like, leave me alone, let me live my life,
yeah,
kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think that was. Was that her or Hillary Duff?
No, it was her.
I think it was her.
Yeah. So apparently that's the plan. Lindsay's going to rock.
Well, she's not going to rock.
Oh, she's going to rock.
She's going to do what she does.
Oh, she's so going to rock. Speaking of which, Lindsay Lohan's parents, Michael and Dina, are officially divorced. It happened on Friday. The judge was apparently quite surprised they were able to finally make an agreement because their animosity has been pretty legendary. They showed extraordinary good judgment, he claimed.
Wow.
Especially because they were able to hammer out acceptable custody terms for both parties. Eliana, age 13, and Dakota, 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Daughter, child, gets to live with mom. And Lindsay's brother, Michael, who's 19, is an adult as far as the court's concerned, so he can live with whomever he wants. So. They wow. pretty much handled that. However, there's still expected to be a bitter custody battle over what they love the most, Lindsay's money.
Yeah.
Anytime soon, you can see them back in the courtroom. And Kathy Griffin's got a new boyfriend.
Really?
New York Post says that she's going on a date with Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple.
Dude.
Apparently, he went to see her perform last month in Saratoga and then went backstage to visit her and was so enamored with her, he sent her a basket of doggy treats.
Well, that's not flattering.
No. I think they were for her dogs.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, he's quite smitten with her. And the two will have their first date on her TV show, which is always a good way to start a relationship, I think.
She's taking it seriously.
Life on the
D-list.
Yeah. Apparently, Kathy said not only is she looking for the date, but also maybe he can help her figure out her iPhone. So, see how that goes for her.
Well, at least she doesn't have to worry about this one stealing her money.
That's true.
He's fine.
She can steal a little of her own self.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about this all morning. Very pleased to hear that Kristen Bell is returning to television. The Veronica Mars star has just signed on to appear on Heroes next fall.
I love her.
She'll have a multi-episode arc playing a character named Ellie, who is described as a sexy, mysterious young lady who has ties not only to the supposed death of Peter, but also to Horn-Rim Glass's past and to Claire's future.
We don't know that everything.
Oh, can you imagine those two?
Yeah.
Falling in love?
Be the best.
Yeah. That's her powers, to make hot girls lesbians.
You got a clip?
It's a clip from this upcoming season.
From the shooting? You know, the next best thing to Veronica Mars
What's wrong
returning.
With that clip?
I don't know. There is a shot in the middle of it. I don't know what that is.
Someone got shot, and they're like in some sort of wind tunnel, and you hear the voices after you hear them.
I don't know.
There's no other clips of girls moaning you can find other than that one.
In retrospect, that is pretty weak.
Maybe we should just rent a porn and find some new ones and just lay it down.
How about this?
OF me.
How about that?
That's okay.
Okay, got it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Monique Powell, our pal from Save Ferris.
Rape me!
No!
No, come on.
Lisa. Lisa, please. You know,
for God's sakes.
That's why people hate us. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit is 36 years old today. James Marsden's Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is 44 years old today. He was also in Smallville, but he's real good on that. Joan Allen, very talented actress who can currently be seen in The Bourne Ultimatum. She's 50 years old today. Al Roker, Today Show weatherman.
Yeah.
The only guy ever to have a stomach bypass who actually got fatter afterwards. Al Roker, 52 years old today. Robert Plant, lead singer for Led Zeppelin's 58. And Isaac Hayes, a singer, songwriter, actor, producer, probably best known, though, for his role as Chef on South Park, is 64 years old today.
But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children. But that's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You pay her to leave afterwards.
Isn't that the truth?
Point.
They don't, then you got to kill them.
Stop it.
Drag. Takes up the whole night.
What's wrong with you?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I had a bouffant. Stamos had a mullet. And Coulier had like a reverse sting. Flacacito's piece of shit head. You love the damn Full House, right? I did so much family television, I have Tourette's now. You know what I'd like to do now? I'd like to put a shoebox on my lap and give you a puppet show.
Everything good that's ever happened to me happened in New York. I got behind a dumpster by an old man.
My dad's like, if your mom and I are having sex and we videotape it and she falls out of bed funny, can I win $10,000? That ain't right. I apologize for everything that I have said and will say.
All the ladies want to make him a spouse. When it comes to downstairs, he's got a full house. He's...
Been arrested 20 times, never been convicted. If you see a badass, guaranteed he's kicked. They're gonna start some leash, he'll end it quick. Like Martha Stewart with a bigger d-
Come on.
Wow.
Nice.
What's their name? Something in Biscuit? They're kind of entertaining.
Something in Biscuit?
Yeah, what's the name of the people that sang that?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. But that is the voice of Bob Saget back in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. The new HBO comedy special is called That Ain't Right, and it airs this Saturday night at 10 o'clock on HBO. It looks very, very funny. Bob, how you
thank,
been, man?
Thank you. I'm really, really good.
Bob, I saw the preview for this on HBO when I was watching Flight of the Conchords last night.
Right,
and
which
I was
love.
Surprised that you put this in your comic act.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
Oh, here we go again.
I was really
I'm surprised we didn't get to that sooner. That's the unspeakable act.
It is.
The act yeah, that needs no speaking of.
Hey, the speaking name. Of audio from your game show, are you still hosting that Weakest Link or whatever the F you're doing? What's
it's
that
the,
show
yes,
called?
Yes, it's the Weakest Effing Link.
That's what it is.
It's One Versus the Link.
That's what it is. One Versus
it's
the
One
Link.
It's One Versus right. Link. Clarence Williams III is who we're up against.
I like it.
It is,
now, here's what's
it's,
weird.
Yes, it goes back. It's me against the mod. No, it's the thing. It's One Versus 100 comes back on.
We're shooting some more. Bob doing mod squad jokes. That's good for 2007.
Bob doing hey, three too many.
Here's what's awesome about Bob, and I'm sure this happens to everybody who's ever been on a successful television show, is that the public believes that all you people are friends and still hang out, even though the show's been off for years. But in your case, Bob, it really is true. I mean, you really yeah. are still a family, aren't you?
I love Gary Coleman so much, so when I hang with him, we shoplift together.
No, no, no. That's, I don't think I'm talking about Full House. Talking
oh,
about Full House.
Crap. I
tell us
I was
about
on
last
that
night, Bob.
I got in yesterday from Washington, but John Stamos said, hey, it's my birthday, and I want to celebrate it like any other guy that played Uncle Jesse on Full House and want to celebrate it. And so we went to Disneyland. So it was.
That's not true, though.
It's true. It was John.
And what's his fixation with Disneyland? I remember that news story about, you know, he bought the sign or something for
right.
his house. And
he's
then he and Rebecca were always doing it at the park. What was that all about?
I wish I'd have seen that. But
yeah.
Yeah. Not that I want to see him naked.
No, but her.
Well,
no,
that's
I understand.
Not right. She's engaged, I believe, or married.
She is, yes.
And he's got a nice girlfriend who I was in Greece with. But I should get back to the story on point.
Please.
Which is that I was with John Stamos, Dave Coulier, and Lori Loughlin, and all of our people, my girlfriend and their girlfriends, and Lori's husband. And we were on rides together, you know. And he
that's
loves Disneyland.
So weird
it's
for
weird,
people.
You know. The Tweedledee is standing there trying to sign autographs, and all the kids are blowing past him. You know, his three thumbs aren't even working because here's the cast of Full House, the grown up part.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we weren't that drunk. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, he loves it because he's an Orange County boy. You
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
and he's gone there since he was about a year old. He
yeah,
used
but
to
a
go.
Lot of people. That's a weird. That's a cult.
They grow out of that.
Some of those
yeah.
people.
What do you mean?
Well, most people do grow out of that. In that they go when people come into town or whatever. Ever because people want to go, but
right.
but a lot of them kind of stop and only go that often.
Well, Dave Coulier bought him a sorcerer's hat. So on top of that,
oh, nice.
He's got a little reflecting, glowing sorcerer's hat. But you know what's interesting? If you wear something on your head that reflects and lights and looks like Mickey in you know, in Fantasia, no one really does look at you there.
Well, of course, because you're in Disneyland. That makes sense.
It's distracting. Yeah. So it's good.
Makes sense.
Bob, in all the years you've been in show business and all the Hollywood-type friends that you have, is there anyone that you personally know who draws more and better tail than Stamos, though? I mean, he's got to be – it seems to me like he can just point at anyone on the street and they'll do them.
I've seen him do that.
Is that
I've
true?
Seen
yeah.
him just – I've seen him
– You bleed tenth.
Anybody. I've seen bag homeless women, anything.
Wow.
I mean, he's just right there, right in front of the cart.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, he has a gift. I mean, it's really, it's like him and Chachi is the first two that come to mind in terms of just being able to get whoever they want, whenever they want them.
Well, I can't go and trash anybody, but...
And Saget.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's me. And Saget, those three, right.
But John has a lovely girlfriend, and and he also has a great mom who I've double dated with.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. But he's, you know, he has dated a lot of incredibly interesting people.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's interesting.
He meets them. Here's the key to it all. You meet them on the teacup ride. That's the key.
That's how you find them?
That's,
yeah.
That's why. I gotcha.
And you finish it off in Mr. Toad.
He's calling dates from Disneyland.
That's what I'm saying. And you get them one of those pickles or a frozen banana, and they're yours. Why is everything they sell there phallic? I mean, a churro. I did not see one thing at Disneyland on one of those little fast carts that doesn't have a phallic kind of thing.
Well, maybe that's just your mind.
Interesting.
You know what?
That's the way your mind works.
That is what you're saying.
When you were at Disneyland, did you ever hear...
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
I swear when it happened, I did not know who he was. I swear. And they just said, intro this guy, and he had keys that hung down like a janitor. I didn't know what he was. I thought he worked the building. I thought he was an engineer.
From Bob's show, 1 vs. 100, and Kevin Federline was on it as a guest.
Very early in, trying to get high ratings.
We've never given him a harder time because nobody's ever said Kevin Federline that excited, ever.
Yeah, I know.
In the history of
man. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
My girlfriend said to me, you know they're going to play that over and over again. You know that when you go in. It's the sampler of all time.
I like your girlfriend.
That's my wake-up
she knows.
Call.
She knows. That's
what do you mean?
I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
We're going to take a break and talk to Bob about That Ain't Right, the new HBO comedy special that looks very funny. But let me ask you one more thing before the break, just to kind of wrap up the Full House tip. What about Mary-Kate or Ashley, whichever one it is, that's making out with Ben Kingsley in his new movie? Have you talked to her about that?
No, actually, I have to because I think that was a good choice.
He's 63.
Oh, come on. I'm 51.
And she's 20. Yeah, but she's 21. He's 63, Bob. That can't have been fun for her.
My next wife hasn't even been born yet. That's my joke. You know what I
believe
say.
That.
There's,
all right,
there's no grass on the field. Play ball. That's
I think it's the other way around.
Oh,
all right. Bob Saget is here. It's a comedy special. Is That Ain't Right? It's on Saturday night. This Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock on HBO.
And it drops on DVD, they say, in the term 3 days later. They drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we want to talk about that.
Because so you don't have to watch it on HBO. Good.
I want to explain to you how things work when we come back, Bob, because I think you've been given some bad advice.
I think you might be right.
We'll continue after this on K-Rock. Bob Saget is in studio right now. Bob, you like the rock music. How about Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, and more on One Bill, September 15th? How about that show?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not inviting you. Don't get the wrong idea. You can't come to the show. I'm just asking what you think of it for those who will get to see it.
I'm just excited the Pumpkins are back together smashing it.
They are.
Yeah.
I love them.
We'll tell you how to win some more tickets coming up in just a few minutes. That Ain't Right is the show this Saturday night on HBO. And then it's coming out on DVD 3 days later on the Tuesday. What's that all about?
I think that's the new model for the HBO specials. I think they did it with – I don't know if they did it with Bill Maher's last one. But there's a few more they're doing. My friend Jim Norton and D.L. Hughley and David Tell all did specials. And I know that they come out on DVD right after.
But aren't they saying as the DVD comes out 3 days later, hey, you don't have to watch it on HBO?
No, I think the For Real Comedy Files, you want to have it. And they'd rather sell it than have you just get it bootlegged or try to download it or have your friend burn it.
Right.
Under your back.
On the description, it says, welcome to the dark side of Bob Saget, one of TV's most wholesome personalities. But this August, Bob Saget is starring in one of the least wholesome stand-up shows in TV history.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline.
Ladies and gentlemen, right? Kevin Federline.
The edgiest man in media.
Do you still have a hard... Are people still surprised by your dirtiness?
I think with this thing, the audience isn't, because a lot of college people have been coming to see me for a few years now. And I shot this thing at NYU, so they were like, teed up. And
when was the last year that you did Full House? The problem is it's still on all the time, so people still think you're that guy.
Yeah, some people do.
People still
kind of,
we
like,
know better.
Occasionally, some people walk out, or
but they want to, no,
they don't.
No, most of my people come see me can't walk.
Okay, good.
I have an audience that is permanent. Yeah, I don't let my medevac him in.
Okay.
And, but you see, like, your lovely new employee here,
yes.
She wanted to hug
Shallon
me.
Robot.
Shallon
Robot. Yeah.
Right. So
I offered a kiss, and
you did.
And you nixed that.
No, you said, kiss me while you hug Bob.
No, I didn't say that at all. What I offered was
the act that dare not speak its name.
And you wouldn't have any of that.
You bring back all the best samples when I'm here. But they like to hug me because of the Danny Tanner character on the Full House. I wanted to make him a hugger. I thought that would help, and little did I know that turned me into the biggest fruit bat that ever lived.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But the joke is, how long can the joke of, oh my gosh, it's 180 on that character, how long can that last?
It depends on how long it takes everyone to get it, because a lot of people don't pay that close of attention. Maybe they're watching TV or whatever.
Yeah, but if you only know him from that character, why would you go see his stand-up?
That's
because
true.
That character wasn't, like, funny, really.
No, thanks.
I mean, not that kind of funny, not stand-up funny.
I think I was funny one time on that show.
It wasn't written to be a comic.
No,
I was written to be the Richie Cunningham dad, gay father of three.
Right.
Yes.
And I pulled that off.
You did. You did
yes,
that well.
You did. What do you like about this special? What are you most excited about people seeing?
I think I didn't work with Annette because she's a bitch. I won't work with her. No, I didn't work. I let myself go without thinking. And I shot it. You know, you always do a couple of shows and then you edit. You figure you use one show, but then you kind of season it with the other if you need
right.
to. And it was funny. The executive at HBO went, you know, you really didn't do the same stuff in the right or in the same order. We really can't cut too much between the two. And that's what I was kind of proud of. I just let myself. It's the same material, but like spin art, all thrown into that hour. And
right.
then it just, I just let myself, I guess, be free or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. So you're proud that they can't figure out how to edit the two together?
I'm proud that they
to make
have
it
no
look
idea.
Good on TV, right.
I'm proud that I'm able to be on a venue that has no idea what to do with me.
I'm not saying something with HBO.
I love them. I had such a great experience on this thing. It was literally simple.
It's a one-hour special?
Yeah.
One hour special.
And I do music at the end. I sing a song. And
I don't think we can actually say that, to be honest.
Oh, did you actually bleep it?
I
did.
Well, I had to get out of delay because
I got bleeped.
Well, you're talking about balls that a dog runs and plays with.
That's
what I
know what
you were thinking, but
they
he's talking
mine.
About
I forgot.
Two toys.
You have so
you?
Much stuff you guys get
yes.
to do on here.
No, we don't.
But you can't
not
put together, you can't put that in a sentence.
Nope.
Not
but
anymore.
I
can't do it.
And you never even hear me talk to Blue on here. I never talk to Blue on here.
We're not HBO, dude. Listen, here's the thing, Bob. This is the honest truth. The FCC.
How long was I off the air for? That was the question.
Just 4 seconds.
What do you do during that 4 seconds? Do you run like another show?
No.
You run past guests?
No, I just hit it, and it sounds like a record skip on the air, and we just keep talking.
It just goes right to the next moment.
Yeah, whatever we say.
God, I'm so excited. I got bleeped kind
of. Dude, the FCC these days, the problem is that they're out of their minds, and our management is way crazy. So if they hear anything, our management will send it to our lawyers in New York. Our lawyers in New York say, you can't say that. And they all yell at us.
I feel bad about that. And I've been sleeping with two of the people from the FCC.
Have you really?
Yeah, but
doesn't
I can't tell
us.
You. Well, I can't tell you what we've been doing because I'll get bleeped.
Yeah, that's too bad.
No kidding. But I'll tell you the F and the C and the C stand for something.
What was his name?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Ronaldo. The act that has no. You have that
the
ready?
Act that dare not speak its name.
You know, that might have been my favorite thing I've ever heard on any radio I've ever done in my life. And you did it for a day.
No.
We did it for a week.
We did it for a week, yeah.
Right.
But a lot of people still don't know what it was, and we can't say because.
No. But you bleep me from what
listen,
my dog.
We had to.
Little,
with you and your dog.
Song about my dog.
Dear God.
Exactly.
We'll bring it in and
been,
play it beeped on the air, but we can't have you say it.
Can
you
I know. Thank God for my Grammy? I want to thank him because
sure,
I wouldn't have
ahead.
This Grammy.
Do you have a Grammy?
No.
No. Right.
I want to thank God for it. Though.
Do you want this clip so that you can use it in your stand-up?
The act that dare not speak its name.
I want it to be my doorbell.
And your ringtone.
Exactly. Oh, who could that be? Kevin and Bean are calling me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you've never given me your number. All right.
So, Bob, in addition to the hour you do on stage and the silly song you sing about the red rubber ball that your pooch was playing with,
right? Which Paul Simon wrote.
You have red rubber
you're
balls?
You're also walking. You're also
that.
walking through town. You're also you shot some additional stuff around New York City too.
Yes, I did a walk and talk that they called Strolling with Saget. Say my name in a sentence is not good. Do you ever say it? You never say your name. Yeah, you do.
No,
you say, listen to the Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, they did this thing, and I walked from Washington Square Park to Union Square.
Sagitt walks.
It was, and it was just me hazing people. But I'm not like that kind of a person. I don't make fun of people. I don't like that kind of comedy.
Yeah.
But
please.
It was just me walking and talking about, looking in a store window. We had to, they had to edit some stuff out because of the the owners of stores wouldn't allow me to say what a bunch of crap they were selling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Look in there. Well, who would sell that blank and that blank?
Right.
Look at that. I went into a dog store. All they saw were sold were balls.
Did you tell them that story?
I did.
Yeah,
and it
great.
Was quiet. But it got flatline, dead air. But it was, it's a very funny thing because I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm just happy that I was able to riff. I hope people like it as much as I enjoy doing it. I actually had that much fun.
I think it's going to be great. It's going to be Saturday night at 10 o'clock on HBO. Or if you don't have HBO, why not buy the DVD when it goes on sale the following Tuesday? So
thanks, man.
There's that.
Bob, we love having you in. Come back.
I love being here. You guys are better than my family.
Wow, that hurts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
Nice having you.
You know, that makes me like you a little less, but you always save it with the other one.
Oh, I didn't know you were so
big. How could I not?
The act that dare not speak its name.
Cannot Sorry. Get enough of that. Literally cannot get enough of
we
that.
Will give us your email address and we will send it to you in a file.
I need
I'll do it to you.
Excuse me? I don't need to hear about the party when you ran out and you were all ready to go and your wife was in the other room.
We can't talk about
that. Remembers everything.
Remember that. I can't sleep at night.
Alex's hair. All right, we got to go. Listen.
That doesn't mean no, it doesn't. You're running and you're not thinking about
right.
it.
That's all.
It's just you're just hitting and running.
Right. Bob Saget, that ain't right. Saturday night, 10 p.m., HBO, and then buy the DVD on Tuesday. Bob, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
me.
Tom Cruise, back in the news for a couple of reasons this week. You know, it seems like since that whirlwind of publicity around the time that he got married, then had Suri, it seems like he was in the paper every single day. It's been slowing down a little bit. But he is back, and we got a couple of stories we wanted to run by Mr. Cruise, and I think we asked producer Lightning to line him up for us on the set of his new film in Germany. Good morning, Tom.
I had a baby the natural way.
Okay. We weren't accusing you of anything else, but how's that going with you and the wife and the baby?
Couldn't be better. Yeah. I love women. Mm-hmm. I love my wife. I love having sex, lots of sex with her.
Right.
And
we didn't ask that.
And that made us have a baby.
You know, I wasn't going to even get into this, but why is it you and Nicole never had any natural kids?
She's a man.
What?
I don't.
She's a hot chick. What are you talking about?
Have you ever seen her?
Yeah.
Without her clothes on?
Well, yeah. Well, no, not without her clothes on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, now, the one of
like
the...
Like a Ken doll. It's plastic down there. Smooth plastic.
What? So it wasn't you. It was Nicole, is what you're saying.
That's right. I've done the research.
All right,
I tried to have sex with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Didn't work?
And it did not work.
All right.
You know, in Australia, they use Nicole Kidman as a street drug.
No, okay.
I don't think that's true at all.
No, it's not true.
All right. Your daughter, Suri, is about a year and a half old. We heard that you already had a lucrative modeling contract with Baby Gap.
Kevin. Don't be glib. Of course not. Of course I would not have her do that.
Oh, so she's not in the new advertising campaign for Baby Gap.
Totally untrue.
Okay.
Totally untrue. She is not going to be a model for Baby Gap.
Okay.
We have much bigger plans for a career than that.
Really? Dude,
she's only a year and a half old, Tom.
We are so steamed right now that she got passed over as the host for Price is Right.
Tom,
and we are moving her career full speed ahead.
Tom, she can't talk yet. She can't host it, but she can't host a show. She can't talk.
Yes, she can.
Oh.
She could have hosted. She'd been a great host for that show because with vitamins and exercise, all things are possible.
I see. Okay.
So we are moving her career ahead. We've got her working on her first best-selling novel.
What are you talking about? She can't even talk yet, let alone write.
She can't. Well, not write per se, but we have locked her into a room and starved her.
What?
And we took some Cheerios and super glued them to a keyboard.
Right.
So when she tries to reach for the Cheerios, she pounds something out.
And
so sooner or later, something's going to come out of her.
That's going to be a good book?
Who knows? We got to wait and see. You can't rush art.
Well, it seems like you're starting a little early. That's all, Tom.
We've got a... We're talking to Hefner. Might be a spread and Playboy.
Oh, that's just...
Look,
come
her career
on.
Is sagging. We need to do something.
She's a year and a half
Kevin,
old.
Kevin. I know how old she is.
She's not supposed to have a career yet.
Her career is sagging. She's got her new celebrity perfume coming out next month.
What's that?
It's called Suri. Sort of a it's a scent reminiscent of talcum powder and puke.
I was afraid of that. Oh, come on.
Lovely. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Sounds terrible.
She's checking into rehab next week.
Well, she doesn't have
a problem.
She's hooked on milk.
Well,
she is hooked on Katie's boobs.
Well, yeah.
She can't get her off of them.
She's a baby.
She needs help.
That's nourishment for the child.
Sometimes people call me 2 o'clock in the morning. Help! I can't get off the boob. What do I do?
No one calls.
And I help them. help them get off the boob.
Never helped anyone get off a boob.
Exercise
time.
And vitamins. I say, look at me. I've never had a boob in my life. See? I'm boob sober.
Allegedly.
She's dating Chris Angel.
She's not dating Chris Angel.
We have to get her in the tabloids. So we're sending that on some dates.
Tom, why don't you give her some time to grow up?
I took some home movies of her. We're going to enter them in Cannes.
Oh, Tom.
And she's her new CD is going to be dropping soon.
What's she has a CD?
Oh, what CD?
Yeah, she's written, produced, and she sings on her new CD that'll be coming out in about a month. It's called Life Between the Clouds and the Sun. Want to hear a track?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no beat there, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, that rocks.
There's
that
no
rocks.
That just sounds like
baby screaming is all that is.
Every time I hear that song, it just...
That's not a song.
Oh, every time I hear that song, it just kind of gives me a cramp down there in my ankle.
Yeah?
Because you almost say it makes my foot loose.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, let the kid just grow up. You're famous enough. Your wife is famous enough. The kid doesn't have to be famous as a child.
Bing, 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 bing,
need to bring in money.
Tom.
Bing, 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 bing.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Tom. Yes. Yes, Tom. Yes, Tom.
Don't be quick.
Okay.
Can I book her on your show?
No.
No.
Siri as a guest?
No. She screams.
Maybe she do traffic.
It's hard to listen to.
Well, hold on a sec. Let's not jump to conclusions. Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay, we're in. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, was Black Hole Sun. The song you're listening for is Soundgarden's Spoon Man. Lisa had to
get the trend now.
What's going on? She had to adjust her microphone, so she just banging it around. She adjusted like Bree Walker.
Spoon Man will be coming up between noon and 1, I believe, is the time you're going to be listening for that. When you hear me call it 20, win your tickets for the LA Invasion. We announced earlier today that they mostly sold out over the weekend. There may still be some tickets available. There are still some tickets available, but you better get them soon if you want to get
you
them.
Butter. Well. You better get them.
You butter.
You butter.
There's barely any left. It's 8:59 at KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Coming up just after the news, by the way. How about Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 17?
Best one ever.
Is it? Really?
They keep getting better with
how
each one.
How can it be the best one ever?
Incrementally better each chapter.
I can't wait.
This is the shortest, yet the best of all of them.
Fantastic. That's coming up next. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Two new videos on YouTube making a big splash. Confirming what we already know now is that Bear Grylls is a big liar.
Oh no, even more?
Big stinking lying pants.
This is the Man vs. Wild show.
Man vs. Wild on Discovery Channel, where he was going around puffing up his chest saying, oh, I go out there for weeks at a time and just eat twigs.
And snakes and drink from elephant poo, literally.
Eat my own limbs and drink my own blood and other lies he told us. Came in the studio and lied to our faces. We found out not only was he not living in the wilderness, he was staying at 5-star hotels and lodges while he was out there in the wilderness.
But he would do a lot of the stuff that we saw him do on the show, like drinking the water out of the elephant.
Yes.
He does stuff like that, but he doesn't need to do that to survive.
Then he rinses his mouth out with Dom Perignon and lays down on 500 thread count sheets.
He's a
Well,
freak.
It's not so much that they are untrue as much as they are true-less.
Yes.
Or lie-ish.
Right.
That's
right.
That's first video shows him exploring an active Hawaiian volcano, Kilauea. And he talks about how you have to get across the cracks in the ground caused by the volcanic eruptions by using special lava bridges that form across the cracks. He says, here's one of these. The only way I can get across this crack right here is this lava bridge. You have to be careful because it might shatter at any moment, and he trots across it. Well, they took a film crew up to that same exact location. If you pan the camera 4 feet to the left, the crack stops, and you can just walk completely around the crack. It ends right
there. Isn't there like a freeway behind it,
and
too?
And then just beyond that, there's a highway where you see trucks and cars going right by.
Liars.
Wow, Rodney.
Rodney, take it easy.
Speak it up.
The second video, Bear says how he's going to go down the rapids by using just a backpack and a plastic bag as a flotation device.
Okay.
Except as they're cutting to him in the rapids, you see the life vest sticking out from under his sweatshirt as he flies down the rapids.
Liars.
Liars indeed, Rodney.
100% true, with a margin of error of 100%.
Now, so people keep it straight. This is Man versus Wild, Bear Grylls on Discovery, not Survivor Man, which is a very similar show that's also on Discovery. That guy is the real deal, as nearly as we can tell, right?
Oh, is he? Is he being
what?
You?
What do you have now on Les Stroud?
I'm
I like
just
him.
Saying, I'm just saying, we all thought that about the first guy. Don't be so naive, Bean.
I did.
Oh, no, there's no Santa Claus, but there really is a tooth fairy. That's the kind of attitude you're copping right now.
My question is, how does he survive out there eating berries and gaining weight? He's a fat guy. Dude.
Les Stroud, the Survivor Man?
You're not going to lose a little weight like that.
He's on the Hurley Lost diet. He's on. Speaking of television, Kristen Bell's returning to TV. No sooner than did she lose her Veronica Mars TV series that there was a big clamor for her talents on other shows. She was offered roles on Lost as well as other shows, but she chose Heroes. So she will be back on television in the fall in a multi-episode arc where she plays Elle, a character, or Al, as Dave the King of Mexico would call her.
Sure.
A character who is sexy, mysterious, and is tied to Peter, the horn-rimmed glasses dude, and Claire. By the way, she's tied to her.
That. I'd like to tie her to Claire.
Yeah,
tomorrow, by the way, is Hayden Panettiere's 18th birthday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just want to give you a heads up.
Wrong bell, dude. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
I'm saying for tomorrow, that's the bell we'll be using.
Oh, is that
but
what
the
you're
bell today is?
Oh, well, today, yeah, you can't. Today, you got to go with this one, right?
All right.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies of the box office, shall we? Superbad came in at number one. $31.2 million made it. Pretty strong for an R-rated comedy. Rush Hour 3 was number 2, $21.8 million. The Bourne Ultimatum came in at number 3. So far, Bourne Ultimatum in 3 weeks has made over $165 million.
That's awesome.
Jackpot.
It's a great movie.
Simpsons movie was number 4, then Invasion, Stardust, Hairspray, Underdog, Harry Potter in the Order of the Phoenix, and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Our pal Judd Apatow, the brains behind Superbad and so many other big comedies knocked up from recent years. Today he can pick up the phone and call anyone and get any movie made he wants. Right, Ralph?
Yes.
With his track record, low budget, no stars, and still making the big hits that he's making, he can do it all right now.
He hasn't had a flop yet, I don't think.
Nope.
HBO's given us two reasons to be excited for next year. Entourage and Flight of the Conchords both coming back.
Fantastic.
Both shows end their current seasons on September the 2nd. And we'll be back sometime next year, so we have that to look forward to. Did you see Concord last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so funny. God, that show
that show's very funny.
And Entourage picking up some steam, too. Although I think we're heading towards a whole nother Medellin kind of thing. We're going to have to watch this Billy dude direct a whole nother movie. And
I love him, though.
I'm not sure if I'm up for that.
Of course you do,
Mike. Of course you do.
He's crazy.
He's the best guy ever.
Because he was wallowing in his bathroom with a bottle of whiskey and a gun last night.
I like the chick.
Man.
I like the chick that told Ari, die. I hope you
die.
She's
the best. Dana Gordon? I love her the most. Yeah. I don't know who she is, but I must have her on the show.
Right.
To talk to.
Right, sure.
And Chris Angel, Mind Freak, is whining. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
To TMZ.com and anyone else who are listening, that there's nothing going on between he and Britney Spears.
Sure.
He seems like a tool.
Yep.
He says they're just talking business, and that's the reason they've been seen coming out of hotels at 4 a.m. in the morning two nights in a row last week.
Does Britney come out of a hotel at 4 in the morning without being A, loaded, and B, making out with whoever she's with?
No. No, she doesn't. He says, it's amazing. You can't do anything now without people making stuff up. That's not making stuff up.
No.
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. The douchiest of all.
If we were to say you have talent, then that would be making stuff up.
Be wholesale lying.
Asshat.
And Scarlett Johansson's a busy, busy girl. She has got 3 movies in the works. She's filming a comedy currently called He's Just Not That Into You, based on the popular book of the same name, based on the popular episode of Sex and the City of the same name.
Right.
And then she's playing Mary, Queen of Scots, an historical epic. And then she's taking on a role in the comic book movie The Spirit, which will be written and directed by that famous guy.
Really?
Oh, from the famous comic books.
The famous
Frank
guy.
Miller.
Frank Miller.
Man who gave us Sin City and The Dark Knight Returns. He is doing the adaptation of Will Eisner's The Spirit. Samuel L. Jackson will play the bad guy in that movie called The Octopus. Gabriel Macht is playing the spirit himself. And Scarlett Johansson will play a vixen named Silk and Floss.
Fantastic.
I think that's all she wears in the movie, Silk and Floss.
I hope so.
I
hope.
That's why.
I hesitate to say this because I know how Kevin feels about her, but I don't think she's a very good actress, you guys.
What? What is wrong with you?
I think she was perfectly cast in Lost in Translation. She was great in that movie, but she acts like that in almost every other movie, and it is not usually effective.
You know what's so funny? As I listen to you, I do think to myself, you are so f***ing gay.
How's Zac Efron as an actor?
See, here's a guy that loves Zac Efron but thinks she's
not. Defend him to the death. And that High School Musical BS.
Zach's
Scarlett Johansson starts splitting hairs.
I'm saying that Zac Efron is better cast in the projects he's chosen than Scarlett Johansson is in the ones she's in. I mean, she's really, I just don't think she's a good actress.
Boy, that was really gay.
Love her.
Did you ever see that girl,
love looking at her.
The girl with the earring or whatever that effing
movie
was?
The girl with the pearl earring.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Sorry. Didn't see that.
Great.
Okay.
Die.
Die. I don't know that I need to die.
Seriously, I mean it. I hope you die.
I hope you die. I understand why she's so popular, because she's beautiful. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying.
We're saying kill yourself or we'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Remember the rooster. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Take care of it. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Monique Powell from Save Ferris is 31 years old today. James Marsters from Buffy and from Smallville. He turns 44. Joan Allen, very talented actress who can be seen currently in The Bourne Ultimatum. She is 50 years old. Robert Plant, legendary lead singer for the legendary legendary Zeppelin.
He's not a good singer.
Dave the King of Mexico doesn't like him as a singer.
Yeah, he's done.
This weekend, told me Led Zeppelin, not good. Not a good band. I don't care how old you are or what kind of music you like. If you like any rock music at all, I don't know how you can't find something in Led Zeppelin that you like.
I agree. If you like Wolfmother, sure.
Yeah,
you not like
exactly.
Zeppelin.
Exactly.
They're cousins. They're kissing cousins, those two sounds right there.
You could say it's not your type of music if you want, but you can't say you can't sing.
Right.
He's whiny. He's just whiny.
This is dumb.
That's what Dave said.
And Isaac Hayes, who played Chef on South Park for many years until he found God and had to leave.
He didn't find God. He found Xenu. Wow.
He found Xenu, yeah.
I'm Tom Cruise. He's 64 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Don Henley on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 K-R-O-K.
I don't see him and the Eagles back together again.
I don't think,
Southern
guys.
California.
Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah. That's the Ataris. That's the remake by the band The Ataris. Oh. That's not the Don Henley song. I'm sorry. Hey, we're telling the affiliates now that we may be going long because
we don't have affiliates.
I just want to spend as much time as we have wallowing around in the magic that is R. Kelly's Chapter of the Closet. That's all I'm saying.
This chapter's brief.
Okay.
It's only about a minute and a half.
Well, they've been releasing them every day on the IFC website, the Independent Film Channel website. And Ralph has been good enough. I guess he drew the short straw. He's been good enough to recap them for us each day. And we're up to chapter 17, Ralph. Where were we when we last left on Friday?
Sorry, I had to turn off my phone. Okay.
Kevin's got a message.
I just had to turn off my phone because I don't want to be interrupted.
We need more rulers. His wife sent him messages from home. more school supplies. Pick up some pencils and crayons on the way home. This is chapter, I don't know, what is it, 17?
17. 17.
When last we left off, kind listener, you may remember that Sylvester and Twan were dealing with Tina and Roxanne, who now are the owners of a restaurant together. They've gotten out of the whoring business.
Right.
since Twan went away for 3 years for a drug charge that inadvertently they helped put him there because they had to tell the cops the truth that he was the one running the drugs. They just happened to be in the car with him. So Twan learns that not only that, but Tina, the reason Tina didn't roll over on him is because she was carrying his baby. And he freaks out. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And Sylvester convinces Twan that he needs to stretch out his hand and try to reconcile with Tina for the benefit of their relationship and for their child. And as soon as he decides to do that, that's when we find out that Tina and Roxanne are actually lesbian lovers.
Yes.
And Roxanne puts a big kiss on Tina right in front of Twan and says, "I'm effing her now." That's how we ended the last chapter. Well, Sylvester responds to that in the way that he responds to almost everything.
He pulls his gun out. And Tuan wants him to kill them both with the gun because they're lesbians.
Okay.
That's not a lot of gay-friendly attitudes I found in the works of R. Kelly.
Doesn't seem like it.
So far. So here in the first section of this chapter here, you'll hear Tuan urging Sylvester on to use the gun and Sylvester shushing him repeatedly.
Yeah, bro, Lord, that's what I'm talking about. Shoot him. Man, will let me.
What the hell's going on?
What is happening?
He was breathing heavy because he was so torn between whether to kill them or watch them kiss more, I guess. And Swan was urging him on until he finally had to tell him to shush.
You let him kiss. That's the answer.
I think in this episode, R. Kelly out. Because you'll hear there's not a lot of dialogue in this one. A lot of music, a lot of dramatic pauses, not a lot really happening.
Okay.
Sylvester is torn, as I mentioned, as to what to do, whether to kill them or continue to let them be lesbians. And it turns out that Tina and Roxanne are very lucky young ladies.
Y'all lucky I like that kind of sh**. Wow, being a shot both for y'all ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're lucky. He likes the girl-on-girl love, or else right. He would have shot both the ass.
How many I'm going to give you 6 hours to stop doing that.
Yeah. Sly decides he just wants to leave. Sylvester wants to leave the restaurant, and Tuan doesn't because he still believes they should be punished for being lesbians.
Come on, Tuan, let's get the f*** out of here. What, you just gonna let him get away with this What, kissing?
Yeah, really, what crime have they committed, Tuan, really? What is the problem
But
here?
Isn't he still mad because they sent him to jail?
Yeah, right? But now he's angrier because they've kissed for
kissing.
Some reason.
Okay.
And maybe because Tina doesn't want him anymore. Maybe his masculine pride has been hurt.
The girl's way. Kissing seems all good to me. I don't understand this at all.
I don't either.
All right.
Sylvester finally convinces Tuan to leave, and they go to leave the restaurant.
Come on.
No. Like I said, not a lot happened in this chapter. Not a lot of singing, not a lot of story. Just bring your ass!
Now, we do put these videos up at krock.com in the Kevin Abid section. If you'd like to see the acting, oftentimes by R. Kelly himself, that goes along with the music that you hear, you can go there and look at it.
Juan, of course, cannot resist making one parting comment to the girls as he goes to leave the restaurant.
I'm gonna go buy me a gun. And I'm gonna come back here and set this motherfucker off. Yeah, bitches. Believe that.
Believe that.
He's gonna get a gun and straighten out their lesbian asses.
Is it too late to add this as one of the charges against R. Kelly when he finally gets to court?
No, this should work in his favor.
Oh, dear God.
While Twan shoot his mouth off about shooting them, Sylvester comes back into the restaurant. He's been waiting outside. He's like, come on, we have to end this chapter. Let's get the hell out of this restaurant, basically.
Bring your ass! Give me my motherfucking coat!
That's it?
No.
It ends on bring me my mother effing coat.
That's the end of it?
That's the whole entire chapter.
Well, that's not even a chapter.
That's the whole thing.
Nothing happened.
It was like two words.
That's the whole thing.
Bleed out.
Give me my mother effing coat.
What's going on?
Go get a gun.
He ends some of the other chapters with it's a midget and I'm pregnant and I'm going to shoot you. And this time it's give me my coat.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they storm out of the restaurant.
This is kind of the equivalent of your favorite TV show just doing a lame clip episode one week.
Yeah. This is kind of like Sopranos, where the screen just goes black and nothing really happens. The next chapter,
18,
we go back to the relationship between Chuck and Rufus. Remember the gay
relationship
with the pastor from the church who is Kathy's husband.
Right.
Having an affair with his boyfriend. There we go back to revisit their relationship, see what the status of that relationship is.
Okay.
And we meet a brand new R. Kelly character, who is the crazy old preacher in the church.
And I'm sure it's played by
R. Kelly.
Yeah, of course.
And it is spectacular.
By the way, you can buy the first 12 chapters on Amazon. I bought them yesterday. That's unrated version. And then you can buy all of the new chapters tomorrow.
Tomorrow it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
So we will introduce you to the Reverend James Jimmy Joe Jeffries or whatever his name is tomorrow as he tries to...
Does he speak or just grunt?
No, he sings.
Okay.
He sings. Well, he's, like a, he's like a faith healer kind of guy. Wait till you hear him. And he tries to save the soul of Pimp Lucius, who, by the way, surprisingly enough, is a pimp. And he goes by the name Pimp Lucius.
There's no Pimp Lucius.
He's Pimp Lucius, and he's Pimp Lucius.
I don't know how you maintain your enthusiasm for going back in there and getting another chapter for us every day, Ralph.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It is the greatest thing ever.
Give my mother effing cold. See you tomorrow.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
Well, I love Mondays because we roll out the new prizes, and this one is suddenly a very hot ticket. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Los Angeles Galaxy take on Real Salt Lake on Saturday, September 1st at the Home Depot Center. Didn't Beckham have 2 goals in the game over the weekend?
This weekend, I don't know for sure. I know that he had goal and an assist in the first game he played.
Right. Yeah. I think he had 2 over the weekend, but they unfortunately still lost. But these games are selling out everywhere. So you get a pair just for calling us right now, 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin Beans, What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with Ricardo, who is calling from Montebello. Good morning, Ricardo.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Yeah, I want to talk about that lady who got trapped in the bank on Friday afternoon. Poor Dean.
I didn't hear about that. What happened?
I didn't either.
Yeah, she went into the safe box to check her jewelry.
Right.
And they left her. They totally forgot about her until the cleaning lady found her.
Cleaning lady found her in the vault?
Yeah, they sure did.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
What a nightmare.
It's the new R. Kelly song, by the way, Trapped in the Safe.
No kidding.
Went in to trap my jewelry. It was all still there.
How long was she in there? Was it, 10 hours or something?
I believe so, because if the cleaning lady found her,
nice.
I'm pretty sure it was following morning.
They closed up the bank and went home?
Yeah, they totally forgot about her.
That's
and Bank
awesome.
Of America apologized. They made an apology and they're investigating.
That's awesome.
I'm sure they are.
All right, thank Fantastic. You for the call. Good times right there. Let's go to Mario in Alhambra. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Mario.
What to do?
Well, maybe it seemed like a great idea in the beginning when they bought this camel for this man and his daughter pitched in and bought a camel for his wife. Well, flash forward a few years later, the lady's crushed by this man, by the camel, and tries to mate with her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Where was this?
Australia. Apparently, they had a big farm and a lot of room, and see what happens, Bean?
See, Bean?
See, Bean?
Your people.
That's what Bean's hoping for.
330-pound camel was 10 months old, and just for some reason, the woman looked good to him that day. And yeah, unfortunately, hilarity ensued.
What a way for your mom to go.
This is why Bob Barker always told us to spay and neuter your pets.
That's right.
Because you don't want to get humped by a camel with 2 humps.
And this couple, by the way, they knew camels. I mean, it's not like it was just a random thing. I mean, they raised camels. They gave camel rides to the kids. They had them on the property for years and years and years. I mean, they're probably the last people who expected to ever have one turn up and kill them. Let's go to Jose La Puente. Good morning, Jose.
What it do, you lazy bastards?
Why are we lazy?
Yo, I know you guys are a little preoccupied with the cheerleader's birthday.
Yes, tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, birthday. Woo!
Yeah, but what happened to unleashing the hounds of hell on Fox and Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, we're not done, dude.
It gets worse, buddy. It gets worse.
That's only in the beginning stages, my friend.
It is still 5 months away, though, dude.
5 months away? Who cares? We get football for only 4 months out of the year.
That's true.
7 months. My wife could take me anywhere she wants, but 4 months, it's football time.
Yeah.
I've never seen an American Idol program ever. And now you're going to put it on football? It's ridiculous, man.
I hear you. We're with you. This gets worse, though, Jose. Hang on. Let's go to Dick in Los Angeles. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. What it do, guys?
What's up, Dick?
What it do, this man?
What it do, Dick?
What it do, Dick?
Oh, yeah, like I've never heard that.
I know. Doesn't matter.
Hey, your name's Dick.
Not our fault.
About it.
All right, what are you calling about?
I just want Ralph to know that I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Because
I feel your pain, brother.
First Rick Dees, then Casey Kasem, then Dick Clark, then Terry Bradshaw or whoever. But now Ryan Seacrest is going to be hosting the Emmy Awards on Fox.
Just announced this morning from the Fox Network, they have tapped Ryan Seacrest to host the primetime Emmy Awards. Yes.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, what kind of pictures does he have of Rupert Murdoch? I mean,
that's a good question.
They had the balls to say they couldn't think of any comedians that would be appropriate to host. They couldn't think of a one.
Not one funny
no,
person.
Oh, no. Nothing came to their mind, so they had to go with the host of their biggest show, American Idol, and put him in front of our faces.
Listen, that's going to blow and it's going to ruin the Emmys. I'm with you on that, but that's not as bad as him on the Super Bowl. I mean, he's
but in combination, it's just insufferable.
It's too much. I hear it.
But he's going to be the editor of the Wall Street Journal before we know
that's
it.
That's true.
Yes, he is.
Rupert owns that.
Wow. Yep. All right.
Yeah, the football thing is like you're having sex with a smoking hot chick and you get to have sex with her for 4 months, and then just before the ultimate moment of excitement, someone just nails you in the nuts with a crowbar. That's what that is. Super Bowl.
Yeah, that does hurt right there. Anthony and Bellflower, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Anthony.
All right, so I go to Disneyland tomorrow Sunday around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm talking thousands of goth people running amok to Disneyland.
Was it Goth Day at Disneyland?
I think they put a form out on MySpace and said, go to Disneyland on Sunday.
Emo, get him!
That's awesome.
I wish we'd known.
Big old fat guys in leather skirts.
Sure.
This one guy had skin-tight Daisy Dukes with knee pads on and a shirt that said Warrior across it.
Oh, Warrior.
I didn't know that Mike, how was it? But second of all, I didn't know that the goths looked for opportunities to go out in the sunshine and have fun on shiny, happy rides at Disneyland. What's that about?
Does seem
like I was in shorts and sandals sweating, and these people are in black, just tight clothes. I was, it just made me mad.
You know who was there?
DJ Omar Khan.
Sure.
Sure he was. His black eyeliner.
His fishnet gloves.
He's a goth. Ron in Mission Viejo. Good morning.
Good morning, nephews.
But at least all those guys were really individuals, man.
Yeah.
And they showed up all dressing alike.
That's right.
At Disneyland.
What's going on, Ron?
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
Well, would you rather have Ryan Seacrest hosting the Emmys, or would you rather have Joan Rivers hosting the Emmys?
Well, are those like two options? That's it?
No, but she might be coming famous enough to do it again, because the Times had a huge article on Saturday in the front page of their calendar section about her one-woman show up in San Francisco.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, it already played here. It already played in L.A., and no one cared, so I don't know why we would care if it's in San Francisco.
Well, it's funny that they would choose to have this huge article. You know, it's two pages, a huge picture on the front of the calendar section with her mouth gaping open.
Oh, dear God.
How dare you? How dare you say that? How stupid can somebody say that? Son of a bitch.
Look, this is a different show, by the way, than the one that was in L.A.
Oh, is it?
This one, yeah.
Oh, it's a different one-woman show? What else does she have to talk about?
Prepping a show in San Francisco, hopefully to move it to New York, to Broadway.
She has comedy aplenty, Bean. She can't be pigeonholed by one show.
A friend of mine's in the cast. That's how I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor guy. They're not paying him enough to be in that cast. I'm glad Ron called, but the good news is that Joan has to be dead soon, right? I mean, it can't go on, right?
I find that despicable. I find that disgusting. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Want to thank our friend Bob Saget for joining us today. His comedy special really does look hilarious. It's an hour of stand-up filmed in New York City, and it's going to be this Saturday at 10 o'clock on HBO. Look for Bob Saget. His special is called That Ain't Right, and if you miss it or want to own it, it then comes out on DVD the following Tuesday. Also, Bob is the host of 1 vs. 100. That's Friday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. They're able to put that hour of TV on with no Seacrest involvement, by the way. See, it can be done.
Yeah, unfortunately. Not the Emmys or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Nikki Sixx will be here. Name you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
Apparently got a new book, new CD out. Talk to him. Let's see. We have Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Pimp Lucius.
We also have Doto on the show tomorrow.
What?
No, we don't.
I believe we do. We've been trying to get a hold of him for 6 months now, and apparently he's in...
Singapore,
I think.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him and find out what the hell he's doing there and why he won't come back. Also tomorrow, people who woke up in somebody else's house and didn't realize it, that's always good.
And
tickets for the L.A. Invasion that you can win if you want to see Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Kid Rock.
K-Rock L.A. Invasion.
And
what, Dad?
Well, let me see.
That's it.
Hayden Panettiere's 18th birthday is tomorrow.
Ah, yes.
Yay!
Yes.
We'll be celebrating all day tomorrow. As we celebrate the cheerleader from Heroes' 18th birthday,
finally
Hayden Panettiere, we finally get to celebrate her womanhood and maidenhood, for that matter.
Right? Yeah, you know you don't have any more of a chance with her tomorrow than you do today, right? I mean, you know it's kind of academic that she's 18.
It has nothing to do with chances. I never expected to be with her, but I've had so much pent up sexual frustration regarding her that I haven't been able to express because she's been
all those thoughts
underage.
That you had to put on the shelf for a while.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now I can express them freely because she is a woman tomorrow.
Yes.
And we celebrate that fact with great glee.
Yes, we do.
So any picture that's taken of her starting tomorrow is fair game, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
For lamination.
Oh.
Oh, Bean.
No, meaning so that you can save it. I mean, you want
to.
So, no, I'm saying you laminate it because it's a good picture and you want to make sure it stays clean. That's all I'm saying. Pat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. You've been hearing about this band Paramore. They're on the bill for the L.A. invasion. Their song is called Misery Business. That's going to be part of the 40 Minutes on the way. Also, Weezer, new one from Linkin Park, Muse, Nirvana, and more after this on K-Rock.